Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77.
WABC.
So, I'm a pretty liberal guy. I really am. I'm conservative when it comes to war and money, and I miss Donald Trump badly. But when it comes to social issues, I'm as liberal as it gets. I'm pro-choice. I'm gay marriage. Bernie's the same. I'm speaking for both of us. But I have to tell you that I'm getting a little annoyed. All over the city of New Jersey, they are raising these gay pride flags in just about every town and city across America every day. God bless you. You're gay. Fantastic. Stop telling me about it. And now we have another holiday to celebrate. Juneteenth. Now, listen, I wouldn't be upset if you wanted to celebrate Juneteenth. That's fine. If you weren't taking Columbus Day away from the Italians. So my point is this. I have to bend over backwards to show my love and appreciation for the gays and the African Americans. But the Italians, who, by the way, most of my best friends are Italian, people closest to me are Italian, F them. Even the Irish, my best buddy of all, Bernie, no St. Patrick's Day parade this year, but they're raising gay flags in every town across New York and New Jersey every night. So I'm just here to tell you, Juneteenth, I'm getting annoyed, Bern. I'm getting annoyed.
Well,
enough with the pandering. It's enough.
Let's look at it as an American holiday.
It's
when America ridded itself of the immoral scourge of slavery. Look at it that way. It's an American holiday.
Okay, good. You look.
I mean,
that
it
way.
Was voted. Most Republicans voted for it.
Of course, they're going to. They're scared to death not to.
You're exactly right.
You're crazy. Exactly right. We're the only people in America who are dumb enough to start a radio show in New York City saying enough with these stupid holidays and all these other things. Let's keep the other one. If you want Juneteenth and you want to raise gay flags, God bless you. Don't take Columbus Day from me. Don't do it.
Well, we've been through that a million times. That is very, very offensive to you, myself, and all our Italian American brethren out there. It is stupid. It's revisionism. It's virtue signaling and. Yeah. Now they're adding, so you have Martin Luther King Day,
right?
And now you have Juneteenth,
right?
So you can look at it as there's two holidays for Black America, right?
And zero for the Italians.
If that's the way you're breaking it down,
yeah, two Black, zero Italian.
You're making it all about identity politics.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
So if I'm
following your logic,
right?
We have two for the Blacks,
right?
We have not even one for the Irish.
Nope.
We do have July 4th. That's for the Americans.
Well,
all
that's
of us
for everybody.
Americans, right?
Right?
Same thing with Labor Day.
Except for white people, because you're terrible.
But you guys, you have two.
I do?
You have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
No. Yeah, that's like saying
guys have two.
Well, you have Christmas and Easter. What are you talking about?
That's true.
I'm. You know, come on.
But then again, so do black. Black Christians have that as well.
Blacks have Kwanzaa?
Well, no, I mean, but Christians have black. Most blacks are Christians.
Bro, I got no issue with Juneteenth. You want to celebrate it? God bless
you. What do you want me to do here? What do you want me to do?
I want you to get angry like me. Stop taking away the other holidays from other folks and stop trying to appease the gays and the blacks.
I sound like a broken record about Columbus Day. We hate the fact that they stole Columbus Day.
I know,
from
but now the reason why it becomes relevant again today, Columbus Day, is because of Juneteenth and gay flag pride parades being raised in every town of Tenafly, New Jersey, Englewood, New Jersey.
It's a bit. A bit nauseating. Look, gay. You want to fly a gay pride flag?
Go. Gazette the hate.
But I don't know.
Leave us out of it.
Leave us out of it, but
no, I can't go on. No. I can't even go on Instagram anymore. It's, I can't do it.
You know, it was fun. The Babylon Bee. Remember, they painted the bars on the kids' cages down at the border rainbow colors to celebrate Gay Pride Month.
No, they didn't.
No, it's a satire. It's satirical. But look, yeah, Juneteenth and Gay Pride. All right, just leave me out. I don't know what you want me to say. No, you know what they should do? Here's what I'm angry about.
All right.
You want me to get angry about something?
Yes.
Joe Biden wants to celebrate July 4th, fireworks all over the place, but he will not allow fireworks at Mount Rushmore this year.
Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not? Because it was the site of a very triumphal President Trump speech last year. It's a Republican state, and plus you have slaveholders carved into Mount Rushmore in the form of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. So yeah, I'm outraged about that. How about that? I'm pissed off.
I like it.
Sons of bitches.
I'm also outraged at this Chicago mayor. If you had a chance to check out Tucker Carlson last night, very very similar, eerily similar to the character that Jack Nicholson played in the great movie The Shining, when he told his wife Duval he was writing a book. And he wrote about 1,000 times, 2,000 times, who knows how many times, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Well, your psychotic mayor in Chicago, we'll get to this in a little bit, she did something eerily similar in a bunch of emails. And this is another point of contention, another person in our crosshairs this morning. So we start off this beautiful Thursday morning in New York City, happy yet frustrated and annoyed. Is that fair to say?
Hey, man, don't compare me to that crazy lady in the Windy City. What's wrong with you, man? How dare you?
Yeah, she put out these emails. But here's the point. The point is she's crazy. She's nuts. But on top of it all, people are getting slaughtered in Chicago left and right.
Right.
That's really the upshot.
And she doesn't care.
She doesn't care. Nope. And the imbeciles in Washington don't care as well. It's all about white. None of these people are getting slaughtered by white supremacists, but that's the biggest threat. That's what pisses me off.
Well, that should piss you off, too. We've got a lot to be angry about today, but we're not. We're actually very happy guys. We're very handsome. 27 years ago today, something very historic happened. We'll get to that, too. And Jacob deGrom goes down for the Mets last night. How serious is that for a Met team that wins again and is the baseball story of the summer? But first, 6:37 on this beautiful Thursday, here he is, the great Joe Nolan.
And the Yankees still stink.
Oh, they won again last night, though.
So. They're terrible.
Get them out.
Everybody whose last name isn't called.
And by the way,
out.
Joe, did you hear? He's got to be your favorite ever, being your Mr. Jet PA announcer. Did you hear Joe Beningo on this show yesterday?
Yes. Oh, are you kidding me? I love Beningo. I listen to every minute of it.
How great was that, huh?
Oh, it was awesome. It was absolutely
WABCRadio.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely get the podcast. All right, here we go. Southbound Bruckner at the Sheridan, Hunts Point Road. Again, we continue to have that accident. Two lanes are going to be out of service. We also have problems inbound on the LIE at 80th Street. Earlier accident there now has been cleared. That's right by Maurice Avenue. Also delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. Now getting off at 13A, this is on the exit ramp from 13A to Jersey Gardens Boulevard, a motorcycle accident being cleared. And the northbound on the parkway approaching the Union Toll is an accident with one lane out. Mass Transit, again, we had some delays a little earlier on the A, the C, the B. All of those still in effect, apparently. And alternate side of the street parking rules, once again today, are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Traffic is sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. It's the easy way to donate your car. Call 877 Cars for Kids today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K.
Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help your business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877 Ask Dell.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Join MACOR Disability Services on July 11th to cheer Israel's baseball team versus the FDNY at Maimonides Park in Coney Island. For tickets, call 718-507-TIXX or BrooklynCyclones.com.
Play ball!
The season of Discovery Sales Event is a great time to get into a new Mazda at Ramsey Mazda. Everyone's experiencing a bit more freedom now that the warmer weather's here. Why not experience that freedom in a new car? Visit Ramsey Mazda and check out the 2021 Mazda lineup of SUVs and cars, like the new 2021 Mazda CX-5. Edmunds.com rates it near the top of all small SUVs. The new Mazda CX-9 is the three-row SUV that combines sophistication and performance. And then there's the thrill of the Mazda car lineup. Mazda 3, Mazda 6, and Mazda MX-5 Miata. For the third year in a row, Ramsey Mazda's won Dealer Raider's 2021 Mazda Dealer of the Year Award in New Jersey. You can get great customer service in-store or at home using Ramsey at Home. In-store or online, experience the excitement of Mazda at Ramsey Mazda on Route 17 or RamseyMazda.com.
Folks, you've been hearing me talk about our friend and attorney for the 9/11 community, Michael Barish. His firm, Barish & McGarry, knows better than anyone that 9/11 did not end on 9/11. We spoke to Frank Siller, I should say, Tunnel to Towers a couple of weeks ago. Still can't believe we're less than 3 months away from the 20-year commemoration. But how about this? In those 20 years, there have been 68 cancers, 68 linked to the toxins that we were told were safe to breathe. Things like skin, prostate, breast, and lung cancer. That means if you are someone who worked, lived, or went to school below Canal Street in the months after 9/11 and were diagnosed with a cancer or respiratory issue, you are probably entitled to compensation and a lifetime of free health care. If you qualify, that means you're covered for the rest of your life, no matter your family history. Don't wait. Please call my friends at Barish & McGarry today. Do it today. You know, only 7% of non-responders have registered with the fund so far. That begs the question, 93%? What are you waiting for? Let's make sure everyone who continues to be impacted by 9/11 gets the compensation and health care they deserve. Protect yourself, even if it's important now. You are currently healthy. The next deadline is fast approaching. It's right around the corner. That's why Barish & McGarry want you to know they've helped out over 20,000 clients recover more than $2 billion. That's B, billion dollars. Call them today to see if you do, in fact, qualify. They're at 911victimfund.com. That's 911victimfund.com. And tell them, of course, Sid sent you.
Now, stay entertained and informed with Bernie and Sid in the Morning on 77 WABC.
You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin.
I don't want to bother John O'Halloran, who clearly had something very important to talk to Bernie about, but he's basically yelling when I'm trying to do a Barish & McGarry commercial, so you may want to save that stuff for when I'm doing a live.
Wait. Are you kidding me?
What?
I mean, I'm reading spots left and right here for the past 2 years, and you're screaming. Oi!
Listen.
And you're going to take John
out? Yes, I am.
For having a conversation with me?
Yes. Not when I'm doing the live reading. His voice is coming across my microphone.
He who look in the mirror, bro.
Listen, I'm the host. One of the hosts, I should say, with you. He's
so
not.
Am I.
Right, so if you're doing the live read, that's one thing.
So if I'm doing the live read and you're screaming, oi, and then you complain when John has whispering in my ear.
He wasn't whispering. It came right off my microphone. Did it not, Brian?
Well, that's not really. Not as much as you think, Sid.
Yours comes over my microphone as well when I'm reading a live spot.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
Just shut up next time you're in here, okay? Just wait till the thing is over.
And then you do the same, then.
No, I'm not going to.
Well, if I'm reading a live spot...
Yes, you're right. I shouldn't talk while you're doing a live spot.
Thank you.
That's right. But
all right, there we go. Now we're good.
No, we're not. I'm still mad at John.
I never said anything to you. You scream all the time. I never said a word.
Right.
Never said...
Has a client ever complained?
But he's whispering in my ear.
He was not whispering.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, it was loud.
But I lost my spot
while I was doing the live.
See what I'm saying? You've been doing that to me for years, and I never one time
Well, I have Tourette's.
Never one time complained
about
it.
I can't help myself. I have Tourette's. And I can do it.
All right, as long as we're clear.
No, we're not clear. Don't do it again, John.
And then you don't do it
as
well.
I can't
promise
you that.
I'm going to stop in the middle of my live spot, and I'm going to call you out on it.
No, but I didn't stop in the middle. I finished. Then I called
you. Oi!
You know what's going to happen today, too.
What happened?
It's going to happen today. You're going to scream in the middle of his livery.
Well, I'm not denying it. Do you hear me saying I don't do that? I don't. I'm guilty, but okay. That's okay. I have issues, and I'm one of the hosts. You're not, so... Well, your voice.
But I am.
Yes, you are. So I don't know if this is
when I read a live spot. It's disrespectful to scream. You're saying it to John. It's disrespectful, and it throws you off.
Right.
Okay. Well, then the same applies to you towards me.
I will keep that.
Well, thank you.
Now.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Hey, talking about politics yesterday, it turns out that not only were me and Bernie not impressed. Just before he even got there, in all fairness to Biden, if he was fantastic, it wouldn't have mattered because our expectations were he was going to be awful with this summit with Putin. But it comes back, obviously, that, forget about me and Bernie, that people like Donald Trump and, who's our friend, Lindsey Graham, not very impressed.
Nobody. Pompeo, no, and no surprise that they were not impressed. I don't know. Just my observation, nobody else's observation. The body language when they were sitting together during the photo op. You got Putin is leaning back. He's man-spreading, right? And you got Biden sitting there looking like he's sitting in a wheelchair at the home. I mean, he projected feeble, weakness. It was embarrassing is what it was. And he gave Putin a pair of aviator sunglasses as a gift. And Putin, in return, the ex-KGB agent, he gave him one of those umbrellas with the poison tip. And he said, this is what we use on dissidents. Take it home and good luck with it.
Oh, no, it was brutal.
It was terrible.
Putin actually called us out during his solo press conference. He took a shot at the United States. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we have all this audio.
Good.
As after 7 o'clock, when we have time, not in these stilted 5 minutes segments that
right.
we have.
Well, we like to set it up in the first half hour, and then you get all of the meat and potatoes, as Bernie just pointed out, after 7 o'clock, but at least you know what's coming.
And Biden, by the way, gave a list of industries that are off limits to cyber attacks.
Yes.
16 industries that are off. Why isn't everything off limits?
I don't know.
Who's on? What's on limits?
I thought the
Who
same
are you throwing
thing.
Under the bus?
Why did they just pick those 16? I thought the same exact thing. Anyway, it is 6:47. It's a gorgeous Thursday. Getting ready for a big weekend as summer comes your way on Monday. So I got to think, Joe, that today may not be terrible, but tomorrow could be promising to be a terrible traffic day.
You know what? We've been having a lot of bad Thursdays, too, lately.
Really?
A lot of, coming down the Jersey Shore and out to the island, definitely. Absolutely.
I guess people don't really go to work anymore, so they probably just leave on Thursdays and enjoy the four-day weekends.
No, but it's beautiful down here right now. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely gorgeous. Blue skies and probably about 65 degrees. It's awesome.
You're on the Jersey Shore right now?
Yes, sir.
What town you in?
I am in Lavalette.
Oh, look at you. Very nice.
About two blocks in the
go
beach.
Go out there with your Speedo on and send us a picture to put on Instagram, okay?
Please don't.
Inbound LIEX traffic, Casino Boulevard, Inter Maurice Avenue, an accident being cleared. Outbound on the Grand Central, there's an accident. Southbound on the Bruckner at the drawbridge, emergency construction, that continues. Jersey Turnpike northbound, getting off at 13A. A motorcycle accident continues now. Transit Authority delays on the A and the D. Also local to the express tracks now on the B and the C from 125th Street to Columbus Circle. All of that because of a pedestrian accident apparently at 72nd Street. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. The support, a service of ExpressPros.com. Now is the time to get a new job. Express Employment Professionals never charges job seekers a fee and has more than 35,000 job openings with high demands in construction, driving, logistics, and administrative jobs. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com or on the Express Jobs app. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
New York's news and talk station. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now.
Remember before COVID-19? When we could go to shows or celebrate in person? Let's get back to that. Let's get vaccinated. Go to covid19.nj.gov/vaccine to register for your vaccination. Yeah. Let's get back to that.
Centered around the rise of Napoleon after the French Revolution, the year is 1806, and a new French Empire is rising from the shadow of the Reign of Terror. Read Owen Pataki's Searchers in Winter, a perfect gift for Father's Day. Available wherever books are sold.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Vargese & Associates is a Wall Street criminal defense firm dedicated to helping people resume their lives when they're in legal trouble. Vinu Vargese, the principal attorney at the firm, is a former New York City prosecutor and a criminal defense attorney with over 20 years' experience.
I'm Vinu Vargese. We provide courageous defense for our clients, creative solutions for their legal problems, and we get them the results they need.
Go to VARGHESELaw.com. Proud sponsor of the Manhattan DA debate.
Past performance does not ensure a similar outcome.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu, Emu, and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ladies and gentlemen, finding it hard to locate a new vehicle? Ramsey Subaru has one of the largest inventories of new vehicles, the largest Subaru inventory in the tri-state area, if not the entire country's, ladies and gentlemen. And they have great people at Ramsey Subaru up there on Route 17 in Bergen County, New Jersey. And now is the time to lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester. Very well equipped with all-wheel drive, lane departure sensors, and more. Only $249 per month, 36 months, $39.23 cash or trade. Do it signing. Ramsey Subaru, they make it easy and comfortable for you to buy. Shop their large inventory of vehicles in-store in a safe and secure environment. Or you can buy a car at home. Shop online with Ramsey at Home, where fully 100% of the sales process can be done remotely. Either way, Ramsey Subaru has the selection of new vehicles you're looking for. This month only, lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, just $249 per month. Excuse me, Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand for 7 years. The 2021 Subaru Forester, ladies and gentlemen. Visit Ramsey Subaru, again, Highway 17 South in Bergen County, or go to the website, RamseySubaru.net. That's RamseySubaru.net.
Call 888-595-4125 for lease details. Offers available to qualified buyers, subject to primary lender approval. Costs exclude taxes, license, and registration. VIN number MH522091. Model MFB-01. Sale ends 6/30/21.
Stay informed with Bernie and Sid in the morning on 77 WABC.
Folks, go to WABCRadio.com right now and register for your chance to win a WABC Barry House coffee mug. Barry House Coffee is proud to be the official coffee of Bernie and Sid in the morning on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Had myself a hot cup of French vanilla Barry House coffee this morning. It's delicious. Register now and good luck. Okay, so we talked about Juneteenth and the Gay Pride Month that we're going crazy over. But Columbus Day, that's no good. We can celebrate African-Americans and gay people all day long, but screw the Italians. And we talked a little bit there about Biden and Putin. You know, one story that's getting coverage on the fake news media is a story, Bernie, that you brought to the attention of folks yesterday, or the day before, I forget. And that is Tucker Carlson. We did bring him up earlier about the Lori Lightfoot stuff last night. We'll get to that later with the sound. But he has come out and offered at least, the FBI may have been involved on that January 6th day, which you and I never used the word insurrection for because it wasn't, but he offered up the FBI as a possible participator. Well, CNN this morning went nuts on Tucker Carlson and Fox, claiming that between them, rigged election, and now the FBI being involved on January 6th that they've gone completely paranoid and they think Tucker Carlson should be taken off the air. And I find that disturbing. Well, two things. First of all, we're against cancel culture. And second of all, I think I believe Tucker Carlson.
I should put my mic on. Whenever they freak out like that, and you know he struck a nerve. You know it. You see that all the time. They freak out over everything. You know that. Come on. Going back to Trump, the Nazis are very fine people. They just, it was DEFCON 1, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. We know what they do, and they're doing it here because, yes, Tucker is right in that government documents do suggest that the feds infiltrated these, pro-Trump right-wing groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. They infiltrated them just like they did with other, fringe groups. So whatever. Even though the Proud Boys, not necessarily the worst group in the world, but either way, when they infiltrated the group that tried to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. That was plotting it, and they participated in planning the kidnap attempt. They participated in it, just like Tucker is alleging they did here with this. Now the question is, and he's calling that there are a lot of unindicted co-conspirators. That is a fact. Now there's only two explanations. Why are they unindicted? Two explanations. One is they're ratting on other people. The other is they're federal agents. They were the co-conspirators. They're unindicted co-conspirators. They were the feds, the FBI that got in and helped plan it. So there's a lot of questions. You put it together with why the Capitol Police and Nancy Pelosi turned down protection for the Capitol, knowing that these people were going to swarm down and knowing that these groups may have been planning something, maybe. So you put it together with that. It's not far-fetched. And we know with the deep state and the FBI, these crackpots, what they've done in the past with Comey and Brennan, all these nutcakes, all these left-wing lunatics, the whole plan, maybe, perhaps, because it worked, was to discredit Trump supporters as, let them go riot in the Capitol so we can then call them domestic terrorists forever, and they can't question the election, what we did on November 3rd. And it has, so far, it has worked. But Tucker's working maybe to, unravel it and show it to be a left-wing plot. Maybe. Who knows?
Anyway. Well, he hasn't said that's definitely the case. He's just presenting evidence that may support that. That's all. And right. He makes it very, very believable.
Listen, it is a fact. Unindicted co-conspirators, lots of them. There's 14,000 hours of video footage, 14,000 hours that they won't release. Why not?
Right.
We know we've seen some video where the Capitol Police are saying to the protesters, come on into the Capitol. Come on in. Okay, right this way, right this way. And others saying, as long as you're peaceful, don't worry about it. The guy with the horns, they told him that poor bastard is still in solitary confinement. Why? In this age of no cash bail, why is he in solitary confinement? Who did he hurt? And the only person that was killed was Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
By the way, and we'll get to it later, Joe Biden yesterday in Switzerland, he said that Brian Sicknick was killed by these criminal rioters.
That's not true.
Of course not.
Right.
He said it yesterday as though it were fact.
And Ashley Babbitt's husband is suing because he wants the name of the cop now. Now that shot down his wife, who was innocent. Anyway, it is 6:57. Thank you for that, Bernard. Big game for the Nets tonight as they try to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they drop the puck on Long Island tonight. Game 3 of the Lightning and Islanders. We'll get to all of that, but it is time for traffic. Here's Joe Nolan. Good morning, Joseph.
And good morning, guys. And we continue to have ourselves delays on the outbound LIE coming into the Grand Central. A multi-vehicle accident. Four cars involved. Left lane going to be out of service as you travel outbound on the Long Island Expressway. We had earlier problems inbound. That has now been cleared. Southbound Bruckner, the drawbridge emergency construction, that continues. Jersey Turnpike, the off-ramp at 13A, that multi-vehicle accident with a motorcycle involved, still being cleared. 15 to 20, Lincoln, Holland, George, delays on the A and the D, also the B and the C on the express tracks from 125 to Columbus Circle, a pedestrian accident at 72, and alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Stay informed all day on 77 WABC. Bernie and Sid in the morning now. Brian Kilmeade next at 10.
Are you in or are you out?
On 77 WABC.
Left to me. Left to me. I need you.
Yeah. Some kick-ass music on the Bernie and Sid Show on this happy Friday Eve, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get to the Biden screwing up everything over in Switzerland. A lot of audio. He lies. He stumbles.
Nice
he,
sunny day ahead today, Hiram.
And Joe Nolan apparently is anxious to get in here on the Bernie and Sid Show.
1071 WLIR-FM Hampton Bays and 77 WABC New York. From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77 Second News Update from the RSESolutions.com News Desk.
I'm Deborah Valentine. Hong Kong police this morning arresting five editors of the pro-democracy publication Apple Daily. The arrests under a sweeping national security law charging them with colluding with foreign powers. Apple Daily, one of the most outspoken defenders of Hong Kong's freedoms. President Biden's back in Washington, D.C. from his eight-day overseas trip. Biden expected to this afternoon sign legislation making Juneteenth or Junette 19th, a national holiday. It commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. Well, three people are dead in 10 shootings Wednesday night in New York City in a two-hour span. A 23-year-old man shot fatally in his face right in front of the city-run Marlboro Houses in Gravesend, Brooklyn. So far, no arrests there. A 30-year-old man's in custody after a 35-year-old man was fatally shot in Bushwick, Brooklyn. A 30-year-old woman was killed in the Fordham section of the Bronx. Her 31-year-old brother, also shot, is in stable condition. Well, more controversy for New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. The New York Times reporting Cuomo's sister Madeline donated and raised money to help pay the legal fees of the governor's former aide, Joseph Percoco. He's serving a six-year sentence for accepting $300,000 in bribes. New York City wants to move the homeless out of luxury hotels and back into city-run shelters. New York City Mayor de Blasio says the city awaiting state approval.
Once we get that sign-off, we can start immediately moving people to shelters and getting back to that work of moving them forward in their lives.
Upper West Side residents sued over the homeless being housed in luxury hotels, claiming quality of life issues. The U.S. Tennis Association has announced 100% capacity for the U.S. Open in Flushing later this summer. That's your 77-second news update. And now your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Sunshine today, our high 79. Overnight, the low 62 with mostly clear skies, and another sunny day tomorrow, the high 81. That's your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Right now, 61 clear skies. From the RCSolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work, I'm Deborah Valentine. A traffic and transit report is next, where the news never stops, at WABCRadio.com.
Talent. You have it. Opportunity is where RSC Solutions comes in. Let Mark Arzumanian and his team at RSC Solutions put you to work. RSCSolutions.com, where talent meets opportunity.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1921 to 1935 American Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been over 85 years since the last American Peace Dollar coin was struck, but now for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 classic American silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of United States silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Other Side of Midnight, Weekend Edition, with Frankie Russo.
So now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
He's certifiable. On the Other Side of Midnight, from 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. Saturday.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
And then the craziness returns Sunday.
I'm still here.
On the Other Side of Midnight, Weekend Edition, with Frankie Russo, on 77 WABC.
Janine Pirro here, born to
from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism. For the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this year, Tunnel to Towers is helping America's heroes and their families with 120 mortgage-free homes, bringing stability to 120 Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children, and smart homes to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. In honor of the fallen, the foundation's chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, is embarking on the Never Forget Walk, more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, starting at the Pentagon on August 1st through to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of Light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance again this year, thanks to your support. The words "never forget" require action. Take action now. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
All right, here's Joe Nolan with traffic and transit.
All right, Deb, outbound on the Long Island Expressway, right at the Grand Central Parkway, there is a four-vehicle accident. The left lane going to be out of service. Also, coming down the Bruckner, right at the drawbridge, emergency construction, that will continue for a little while longer. Jersey Turnpike, good news, getting off at 13A for the airport. A motorcycle accident, that earlier accident there now is gone. Transit Authority, still those delays on the 4, the 5, the A, B, C, D, R, and W trains. Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel, George Washington Bridge, about a 15 to 20-minute delay, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
We are New York, Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Don't throw your love away. No, 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 no. Don't throw your 7:06 on your Thursday morning. It's almost Friday, almost the weekend. Brian Gallucci in today for Matt Meany. Thank God we had this kid last time. He's a wonderful kid. I'm not going to mention his name. He's a sweet guy, and he's going to be a really good board op one day. But, man, was it a complete disaster. So Bernie went off. Thank God for Bernie.
I went off.
You did, and you were right, 100% right. And management complied, and now we've got Brian Gallucci here, who is a pro, and John O'Halloran, and the show sounds great. So thank you for that, Brian. One quick thing, last night was the last mayoral debate. It was on NBC. I did not watch it, I'll be honest. I have seen clips, like many of you have, and I'm really, really, I know Catherine Garcia has made some way here, Maya Wiley after the AOC endorsement, but I got to tell you, I would be shocked. I would be shocked if Eric Adams is not the next mayor. And I don't care who wins, Curtis, Fernando. I really would. So they had their three debates. I know they went at each other pretty good last night on police, on crime, on homeless, all that stuff. But at least for me, Sid Rosenberg, I'd be floored if Eric Adams was not the next mayor.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I don't trust this voting system. I hate to say the words, ranked choice voting. Don't trust it. Don't understand it. Yeah, nobody understands it.
I know
it.
But that voting system wouldn't make it hard for Eric to win. It's not like they rigged Donald Trump.
No,
yes.
It might make it hard. It
now,
might.
Why is that?
You could get the most votes. You could still get the most votes out of, you know, all five candidates in this list of choices that you have.
And lose. Right.
You could still do that. Eric Adams could lose to, if they set it up right. Again, I mentioned the UFT. Michael Mulgrew's corrupt, evil, selfish United Federation of Teachers. They're supporting Scott Stringer. And they said, vote for Scott Stringer, number one. But don't put down as your number two, three, four, or five choices either Adams or Yang.
Or Wiley.
But don't put the but
those
in
two.
Particular those two. And
right.
This will give Stringer a chance to win. In other words, there's all kinds of plots going on.
I know.
That people that we don't know necessarily. We can't explain it.
I know. No, you can. You just did. I mean, if you're one of those candidates that is a fringe, really outside of Adams, Wiley, Garcia, and Yang, your fringe. Those four are the big ones. If you're Stringer, if you're Sean Donovan, Ray McGuire, your fringe. So clearly, you're going to not put a guy that's supposed to win as part of your top five. That's not hard to figure out. I just think between the first place votes, second, third, and fourth, I don't know how Eric Adams loses this.
I don't know.
I really don't.
We'll see. Again, the polling, it's New York City, and there's so few people voting, so few. Now they're up to 84,000. We're a city of eight. This is a city of 8 million.
8 million.
8 million, and you're up to 84,000. The primary is Tuesday.
Yes.
So, look, there was one. At one point, they said to the candidates, and I saw this, of course, I didn't watch it live. They said, what is the worst idea from one of your opponents? Name the worst idea. So, McGuire says about this lady Morales, Ray McGuire, who's a Citibank executive, and he dresses in a suit and he looks nice. He's endorsed by Jay-Z and those people.
Yes.
And Valerie Jarrett is his campaign manager. He goes off on Morales' plan to defund the police. He says, black and brown communities don't want that. And he's absolutely right. And she starts, you don't speak for black and brown community. Oh, you don't speak for no black. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't.
Oh,
it was a good fiery moment. He's like this nice, buttoned up, timid guy.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I did it. I just did. And I will do it again.
Oh, how about that?
And so that was a pretty good one. And also, Eric Adams was a captain in the NYPD.
Right.
And Andrew Yang pointed out that the captain's union endorsed Andrew Yang and not Eric Adams, and that exchange went like this.
The people you should ask about this are Eric's former colleagues in the police captain's union, people who worked with him for years, people who know him best. They just endorsed me to be the next mayor of New York City. They think I'm a better choice than Eric to keep us and our families safe. And the reason for this is that they want someone honest as a partner who will actually follow through. And one of the captains said something to me about why they chose not to endorse Eric. They said that Eric last summer advised New Yorkers to take matters into their own hands and confront their neighbors over illegal fireworks. One woman, Shatavia Walls, took Eric's advice and was killed. And a captain said to me while we were talking about working together, said that this was the most irresponsible thing he'd seen from a public official, and it's not the kind of leadership that he wanted to see in the next mayor.
So I don't know what that, and Eric Adams went on to say, I didn't ask anybody for their endorsements. And Yang said, oh, yes, you did. And he pointed out, it got fiery, et cetera, et cetera.
Did anybody say to Eric Adams, I was listening to Bernie and Sid a couple of days ago, and former Assemblyman Dove Hyken came on and said that you have had ties, a relationship, a friendship with one Louis Farrakhan. Eric, would you like to answer to those rumors, not even rumors, facts according to Dove Hyken? Anybody ask him that?
That's a good question. I didn't see it anywhere. Again, I didn't watch it. I didn't see any of that repeated in the news, the local newscast that I watched. He was on another one of our competitors' morning show. I wonder if those idiots asked him that question.
Who's that, Berman and Weedle?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I said to Eric Gurwitch, I said, your boy can go on all these stations and waste his time, your guy. And that's fine, because we destroyed WOR. We beat them. We doubled their ratings the last book, and that's without the stream. We're the number one stream morning show in New York. So if you want to waste your time and go on shows that are going to be nice to you, you do that. But if you got a set of balls and you think you can run New York City and save us from this disaster, you need to come on with Bernie and Sid. I agree. Have we heard Eric Adams on yet?
No, and it's a legitimate question to ask, and it's easy. Do you, you had an affiliation with him back then. We'll give you a pass. Tell us today, do you condemn Louis Farrakhan?
Right.
Or do you still support him?
That's all.
That's it. Do you condemn him or support him? That's an easy question. But the weasels at the competition, of course, the cowards, they didn't ask that
They wouldn't
question.
Even know about it, though. They're not prepared. Len Berman is still talking about sports, and Weedell's worrying about when Bruce Springsteen's returning to Broadway. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, he's no better than Schmuck Schumer, Len Berman
no.
guy. But anyway, Eric Adams gets a pass on that, and you had the debate. I don't know how persuasive it was. I doubt people. The electorate in New York City is not watching that.
No, I know that. You know,
they're not watching. The electorate here, a bunch of common denominator dummies, the nitwits.
Well, so am I. I'm watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I include you.
I know that Frank Morano said this morning that Eric Ulrich, who I just mentioned, who now is teamed up with Adams, he must be like the next deputy mayor or something. Who knows what Adams offered him? And I like Eric. I like Eric a lot. He's a legitimate good friend. But he came out and he was upset. He had to vote for somebody. He's Republican. So he had to vote for somebody, either Curtis or Mateo. And he was lamenting that he had to vote for one of these two guys because he doesn't believe either guy is capable of doing the job.
I think it's.
He's a Republican voting for a Republican, but he's hanging out with Eric Adams. Hey, Eric Ulrich, what are you, buddy?
Yeah,
Talk to me.
I think he's just an opportunist. He sees or he thinks Adams is going to be elected, And he wants to play. He needs a job because he's being term limited in the city council.
Right.
And he doesn't want to go back to teaching high school.
Right.
And I think that's what it's all about.
He's a
it's
smart
all about
guy.
Personal ambition.
I know. I think you're right, too. He's a smart guy. Again, I like him a lot. A lot. He's a friend, a legitimate friend. He's a very smart guy. So I understand what he's doing. But all I would say then is don't remark about the Republicans if you're going to sleep every night with Eric Adams.
Exactly.
Is that fair?
No, that's more than fair.
All right.
More than fair. Eric Ulrich, you let us down, bro. You let us down. I mean, I can't believe this. You are you're turning the city over to Democrats, to more Democrats. We're going to get more of the same.
Well, because everybody says the same thing, that they're going to win. Like Bo Dietl says it. Even John, I think, has said it. They're going to win. So what do you do? You know, it's almost as if voting for Curtis at this point is a waste of time. And I don't subscribe to that. You vote for the person you think is going to save this city, whether they're going to win or not. That's my opinion. I don't know.
I would think so. So we had the mayoral debate, of course, and a bunch of flubs and gaffes out in Switzerland yesterday from the imbecile in chief. And one of them was an intentional, avoidable mistake where he actually said that the cop was killed by the protesters. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but listen to it. He actually repeats this lie that a cop was killed. It's been clearly shown that he died of natural causes, a stroke, the day after the riot or whatever you want to call it. Take a listen.
My response is kind of what I communicated, but I think that's a ridiculous comparison. It's one thing for literally criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer, and be held unaccountable. And it is for people objecting and marching on the Capitol and saying, you are not allowing me to speak freely. You are not allowing me to do A, B, C, or D.
All right, that's good enough. You see how weak he sounds, first of all?
Terrible, yes.
Sounds awful, feeble, yes. Terrible. It's just embarrassing is what it is. But, yeah, repeating that particular lie.
It's a lie.
Is it because he's a senile?
No, he's not senile.
He's a dotard?
No.
Or
don't
he intentionally, just like he repeated
correct.
The Trump said Nazis are very fine people, he repeated that about 77 times
yes.
to use our station's numbers.
Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah. He used that, right. So it's intentional.
Yeah,
it's on the world stage.
Yeah,
and he's making a lie like that.
Him and all of his people lie all the time. We can't keep, you know, it can't be that Pelosi lies, Schumer lies, all these people lie. But with Biden, he's deteriorating. I'm not buying that. He knows the truth. He's lying like the rest of them. He's part of a lying group.
Yeah, it was those white supremacists that killed Officer Brian Sicknick.
Oh.
And we talked earlier about Tucker Carlson and doubling down that the feds infiltrated these groups and perhaps are complicit or responsible for what happened on January 6th. The feds, the deep state, there were questions asked, multiple questions asked of Biden. He freaked out at one point at a CNN female reporter. Let's put it this way. Putin stood up there, took every single question from all these reporters until they were exhausted. They had no more questions. Biden actually took questions, prepared questions. As a matter of fact, we have a clip of him saying, talking about these prepared questions, a list. Biden 9. Go ahead. Take a listen. Biden 9.
I'll take your questions. And as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on.
How embarrassing. A list of people. So, at the risk of maybe your eye rolling, the Babylon Bee headline. Heroic Secret Service agent dives in front of Biden as reporter tries to ask a question.
That is funny. I loved it, too, yesterday when Biden became a tough guy. You know, if Navalny dies, there's going to be some real consequences. First of all, you cannot. Joe Biden, maybe Donald Trump can. In fact, he can. Joe Biden cannot. Intimidate Vladimir Putin. Not for a second. He's not going to do it. If Navalny dies today, you can bet your ass on this. He's not going to do a damn thing. Trust me. Nothing.
Hey, listen, he's already given away the pipeline. He's given away on this this START treaty with the nuclear missiles. He's already given away the store. And by the way, why? Why has he done that? Why did he okay the pipeline? Is it because Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from one of the oligarchs, the wife of the mayor of Moscow? Is he compromised by the Russians as well?
Of course.
That's a serious question. You know this guy Steve Cortez on Newsmax?
Yes.
He said about Biden going to meet with Putin, he says, quote, we're not sending our best. Unquote.
Clearly.
Come on, Steve. That's good.
1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Talking about Hunter Biden, he likes to paint now. And the question is, does he paint with his Coke straw? We'll talk about that later. First, it is time for, is Joe Nolan on now? Yes, time for traffic.
WABC, traffic and transit.
Well, on the Long Island Expressway on the outbound side at the Grand Central, an accident. Four vehicles are involved in this thing. Again, the left lane is going to be out of service. Also, as you come southbound on the Bruckner, getting down to the elevated portion there below the drawbridge, we continue to have some problems. Again, emergency construction set up. That is still in the process of being cleared. Also, as you head out onto the Queensbound Throgs Neck Bridge, look for a new construction pattern, and that is starting to slow everybody up as you get through there as well. Now, we continue to have delays on the subways. This is the 4 and the 5, the A, the B, the C, the D, the R, and the W, and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be in effect. And this report is a service of ExpressPros.com. Now is the time to get a new job. Express Employment Professionals never charges job seekers a fee, and they have more than 35,000 job openings with high demands in construction, driving, logistics, and administrative jobs. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com or the Express Jobs app. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Coming up at 9 p.m., it's Common Sense with Bill O'Reilly on 77 WABC. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition next on 77 WABC.
Well, it's a gorgeous day today. It's going to be a lovely evening, too. What better time to come into New York City, right here by our studios, in between 3rd Avenue and Lexington, on 50th in beautiful Midtown Manhattan. Great time to go see my good buddy Jack and check out Empire Steakhouse. It's my choice, Sid Rosenberg, for the best steakhouse in Manhattan. This is not up for debate. There's no discussion here. Empire Steakhouse is the best. They've got the finest cuts of steaks, the freshest seafood, and a premium selection of wine, all in a gorgeous setting with exceptional service. You know, I go back to the massive snowstorm, February 2021, racked with COVID and snow, nowhere to go. These guys were open. I had a beautiful lunch outside. I'll never forget it. In addition to their famous USDA prime dry-aged porterhouse steak and awesome seafood, the entire staff makes you feel like family. Now, if you don't believe me, ask Chaz Palminteri, the great actor. Chaz has his own two restaurants, which are both great, and he's a partner with Jack in all of them. That's because Jack has the best cuts of meat. So go see Jack. The website is EmpireSteakhouseNYC.com. Once again, EmpireSteakhouseNYC.com. Empire Steakhouse. Go see Jack and tell him, of course, Sid sent you.
Coming up this morning at 9:35. Think you can beat Bernie?
Bernie reads a lot of books.
Listen for the Fearless Boilers Beat Bernie contest.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters. Go to fearlessboilers.com or pavilion tankless.com for a dealer near you. Fearless Boilers, America's best built boilers on 77 WABC.
WABC.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 35 years, the Staten Island Law Offices of Ann Julianne Gentile have the experience and compassion to help you walk with confidence. Call Ann Julianne Gentile now, 718-816-0005. That's 718-816-0005.
Years after the death of his gangster father, a young man defies the mob while searching for hidden treasure. Read the international suspense thriller, A Detective Novel, from Jeffrey S. Stevens, Fool's Errand. The perfect gift for Father's Day. Available wherever books are sold.
Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, a word.
Investors, Bill O'Reilly here. Are you sitting on capital or wanting to diversify? The NRIA Real Estate Development Fund provides returns right now. They capitalize on strategic markets. They offer payouts of 10% annualized returns plus bonuses up to 21%. They are a 15-year industry leader who have seen it all. Start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's easy. 800-800-1414.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
This is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. On this Thursday morning, I'm thinking about your chance for freedom, and would you take it? Josiah Henson was a slave, and after 41 years of deep betrayal and torture from his owner, he was sold to a plantation in Louisiana, which was known as the worst place to be a slave. He was on a boat with his master's son down the Mississippi River to Louisiana, and he was scared and full of rage. And his master's son was sleeping under deck one night, and Josiah thought, this is my chance. So he grabbed an axe, entered his cabin, raised that axe over his head, ready to strike that fatal blow when he heard a voice. What? Commit murder? And you, a Christian? He put the axe down and thanked God every day that he did not commit murder. He decided it was better to live a life as a slave with a clear conscience and a Christian's hope than a free man knowing what he did. The next morning, his master's son got deathly ill and begged Josiah to turn back and take him home. He did. And he finally escaped a few years later. And Josiah was the inspiration for Uncle Tom's Cabin, which played a massive role in sparking the Civil War and ultimately ending slavery, not just for him, but for all the slaves in America. What a great reminder, especially for the critical race theory activists. There's no need to motivate on anger and rage and bitterness. Choose virtue. The Christian's hope. More coming up.
This year marks 20 years since September 11, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes ever since that terrible day. When a first responder or military service member does not return home, Tunnel to Towers pays off the mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their families some stability. Donate just $11 a month to make a difference at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
I'm Mike Slater in San Diego, MikeSlater.locals.com. This has been the O'Reilly Update, Morning Edition.
Big Bad Bill O'Reilly. I understand he's out in Big Sky, Montana, believe it or not. Hey, folks, I've been talking about MyPillow. Sydney and myself talking about MyPillow for a long time. We love the MyPillow. It's literally changed, well, my life. My family goes nowhere without this MyPillow. If you don't have one by now or know somebody who does not, now is a good time to get one because Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows. That's right, the one that started the whole thing for his lowest price ever. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow regularly, $69.98 for just $29.98, which, of course, is a $40 savings, folks. Kings are only $5 more. Mike Lindell's My Pillows. The pillows never go flat. They come with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're all made right here in the United States. And by the way, Mike Lindell under siege from the cancel culture. They're out to get him with a vengeance, folks. So we could use your love and support at about this time. Not just a mercy play. All his products are top-notch quality products. Here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. You're using that promo code WABC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress top, and the MyPillow towel sets. all this stuff and many more great, great quality products, as I mentioned earlier. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use that promo code WABC, or you can call MyPillow at this number, 800-887-2185, using the promo code WABC.
Bernie and Sid in the morning. It's a fun listen. 77 WABC.
Rainy and the nights get long when you get that feeling you were born to. Staring at your ceiling, thinking of your blues. When there's so much trouble that you wanna cry, the world has grown.
Folks, download the 77 WABC app. It's free. You can download it anywhere. Listen to the Bernie and Sid show anywhere in the country. Quite frankly, any country around the world. Do it today. Download the 77 WABC app. Or listen online at your desk every morning at WABCradio.com. You can also listen to us on Alexa. Simply say, "Hey, Alexa, enable the 77 WABC skill." We are simulcast on FM radio, Talk Radio 107.1 Eastern Long Island. Follow us on Twitter. He's at Bernard McGurk 1. I'm at Sid Rosenberg. The show is at Bernie and Sid. Also follow us on Instagram. I'm at Rosenberg.Sydney. That's at Rosenberg.Sydney. The show is at It's Bernie and Sid. And all three of us, me, Bernie, and the show, have our own Facebook pages. Two quick sports notes. It's really one note. The Yankees, who are playing good baseball, they've won two in a row. They complete their three-game set in Buffalo today against the Toronto Blue Jays. They return home tomorrow for a weekend series against the Oakland A's. Full capacity in the Bronx. Full capacity. Now, the Mets, I was there last Friday with Bill O'Reilly for that Padres game. 27,000 people in attendance. The Mets are on the road this weekend, but they're back on Monday. And they're hosting the Atlanta Braves. I will be there. And the Mets at Citi Field return to full capacity on Monday as well. So full capacity, Yankees in the Bronx tomorrow. Full capacity, Mets hosting the Braves in Queens on Monday. And the 2021 U.S. Open, which I've been to many times, courtesy of Patrick McEnroe, that also will be full capacity starting in August.
So what game are you going to be at? Did you
the Mets and Braves on Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah. That's the first day that Citi Field will be full capacity, courtesy of our good friend Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers.
So that's two games
in 10 days.
That's pretty good.
I got to do it now. They're in first place. They keep winning. They're 10 games over 500. They're the story of the summer.
You got to do it, bro.
Got to do it.
You got to do it. Hey, listen, remember we were talking about the teachers that school out there in Queens, in Cambria Heights. It was actually on the front page of the New York Post, "Schools Failed Us." And she, the mother went. She can't afford to send her kids to private school. There is no. She applied for school choice charter schools. She didn't make it, so she's stuck. She's stuck there. And the teacher said, told her the mother who has a gifted son, a black lady. She told her the teacher told the mom, "Find a better school for your son. Just get him out. This is terrible."
Get him out.
And they spent $24,000. Well, according to the New York Post this morning, it says the DOE spent roughly $24,000 per student at PS 147 in 2019. Despite that, 81% of students failed their state math exam in 2019. 81% failed. $24,000 per student pre-pandemic. And 81%. Imagine what it is now. During the pandemic, I mean, they ruined an entire generation of kids, folks. But and also, 70% failed English that year. And this lady, her student can excel if given the proper environment. And she's stuck in a New York City public school. And they always say, "Send us more money. We need more resources. More resources." That's not true. You see that $24,000? It's incredible. Reading, writing. If they maybe if they stop teaching them, stupid stuff about hating on America and all this CRT nonsense, we might have something. But this poor lady is stuck, and that's the reason why these kids are not passing. For some reason, the teachers suck. The school system stinks. It's awful, and these poor kids are getting screwed. I think Eric Adams is the only mayoral candidate who's for school choice.
Well, that is a big deal.
And he also mentioned, did Eric Adams last night, too. He was very slick. I mentioned that the reporter said to the candidates, "What's your opponent's, one of your opponent's worst ideas?" And Maya Wiley said that of Eric Adams, she said it's he wants to bring back stop and frisk. And he says, no, she's wrong. I don't want to bring back stop and frisk. That's going to hurt anybody. So, in other words, his words were very slick, well, very, very, carefully chosen.
He did say in the New York Post last week that he thought stop and frisk, which was around for Giuliani and Bloomberg, was a racist tactic. And that's why he would rather return to the policing days of David Dinkins rather than Giuliani and Bloomberg. So he made that distinction last week, and he called that particular action, stop and frisk, racist. Just so you know.
But he is for bringing back stop and frisk, just for the record. He has said that. If he just wants
not
to,
last week.
By another name, stop and frisk.
Oh, by another name, okay.
And also the anti-crime unit. By another name.
Another name.
I know, these guys are all weasel politicians. But, again, we'll see what happens when they get in office, what they actually do. Look, Sid's coming back with sports. Traffic with Joe Nolan. But right now it is time for the 77 WABC Clip of the Day. The great one, Mark Levin, weeknights from 6 to 9. Mark talks about Biden's meeting with Putin.
Vladimir seems pretty happy. That's always problematic. And Biden seems pretty happy just because he can't wipe that stupid look off his face. But one of the things Biden told him is, here's 16 or 17 targets that you're not to hit with your cyber warfare. Now, how stupid is that? What about target 18, 19, 20, and 21? Are they okay? And why are you telling him what the hot targets are anyway?
Well said, Mark Levin. The idiot, the imbecile in chief. Every night, 6 to 9 and 77 WABC, Mark Levin. But right now, it's time for Joe Nolan and traffic.
All right, Bernie, outbound LIE, bumper to bumper, Maurice Avenue to the Grand Central Parkway. That four-vehicle accident is still working on that. The left lane is out, and inbound you're slow from the Clearview all the way on into Queens Boulevard. Southbound Bruckner jammed up from the Bruckner Interchange down to the drawbridge, onto the elevated portion down to 149th Street. Emergency construction set up at that point. 440 southbound in New Jersey, just past the Garden State Parkway southbound. A disabled truck in the right lane. About a 30-minute delay inbound Lincoln Hall in Georgia, and we still have delays on the A, the B, the C, the D, and the R, and the W. This report is a service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job, and you'll immediately get a list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today sunny, high 79. Tonight, clear, low 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. The high, a little warmer, 83. It's 63 degrees from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. I'm Joe Nolan, 77 WABC.
This is Sid on Sports.
Oh, my goodness!
On 77 WABC.
Good news, bad news situation for the first place Mets last night. They won the game. They beat the Cubs 6-3, but starter Jacob DeGrom, who's been brilliant, never seen anything like this. He's pitching to a 0.54 ERA this year. Only went three scoreless innings, had to leave the game, suffering from shoulder soreness. I think he's getting an MRI today. Here was DeGrom after he had to leave the game last night.
My shoulder was sore, back of it, and just wanted to say something to be smart. But like I said, this is frustrating. I want to be out there as long as I can be out there. Felt really good tonight early on. And then, you know, like I said, in third, just got pretty sore.
Again, the Mets did win 6-3. Home runs for Dominic Smith and Kevin Pillar. They improved to 10 games over 500 at 35-25. They enjoy a five-game lead over the second place. Joe Girardi led Philadelphia Phillies. It may be smart to shelf the ground for some time. We'll see what the Mets do. The Yankees won 2, got their second straight win, beat the Blue Jays last night 3-2. Their ace, Gerrit Cole, another win, 8 innings pitched. He's now 8-3, pitching to a 2.31 ERA. He talked last night after the win about how difficult it was to grip the base. Baseball.
It was really windy early, very tough to grip the ball, but wind died down later in the game and I got some more feels.
Yankees improved to 35-32. They're in third place inside the American League. They're 7 back of the Tampa Bay Rays. Game 6 tonight, Milwaukee, the Nets and the Bucks. The Nets have a chance to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals with a win. If they do, they'll take on the winner of the Hawks and first-seeded 76ers. Last night, the Hawks beat the 76ers. Atlanta now leads that series 3-2. Out west last night, the Clippers beat the top-seed Utah Jazz. They also lead that series 3-2. Did it without Kawhi Leonard. The winner of that takes on the Phoenix Suns, and they'll drop the puck tonight at 8 p.m. on the island. Game 3 of the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning. That series is now deadlocked at 1 game apiece. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out, peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. With sports at the bottom of the hour, I'm Sid.
I'm Dr. Meg Fisher. By getting fully vaccinated, you can protect yourself and others, enjoy more activities with family and friends, and help end this deadly pandemic. You need two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to get the best protection against COVID-19. You can get your second dose at any site in the state. Visit covid19.nj.gov/finder or call 855-568-0545.
Varghese & Associates is a Wall Street criminal defense firm dedicated to helping people resume their lives when they're in legal trouble. Vinu Varghese, the principal attorney at the firm, is a former New York City prosecutor and criminal defense attorney with over 20 years' experience.
I'm Vinu Varghese. We provide courageous defense for our clients, creative solutions for their legal problems, and we get them the results they need.
Go to varghese.com. Proud sponsor of the Manhattan DA Debate.
Past performance does not ensure a similar outcome.
The season of Discovery Sales Event is a great time to get into a new Mazda at Ramsey Mazda. Everyone's experiencing a bit more freedom now that the warmer weather's here. Why not experience that freedom in a new car? Visit Ramsey Mazda and check out the 2021 Mazda lineup of SUVs and cars, like the new 2021 Mazda CX-5. Edmunds.com rates it near the top of all small SUVs. The new Mazda CX-9 is the three-row SUV that combines sophistication and performance. And then there's the thrill of the Mazda car lineup. Mazda 3, Mazda 6, and Mazda MX-5 Miata. For the third year in a row, Ramsey Mazda's won Dealer Raider's 2021 Mazda Dealer of the Year Award in New Jersey. You can get great customer service in-store or at home using Ramsey at Home. In-store or online, experience the excitement of Mazda at Ramsey Mazda on Route 17 or RamseyMazda.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You thinking about selling your house? You owe it to yourself to call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a no-obligation consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company always put the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine needs a dedicated team of professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed, stress-free, and for top dollar. They have an unprecedented 100% success rate. That's right, no failed listings at Calamine & Company. They've also earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. Please go online and read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials for yourself. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executives, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Stay informed all day on 77 WABC. Bernie and Sid in the Morning now. Brian Kilmeade next at 10.
Are you in or are you out?
On 77 WABC.
Why, but lately you don't talk to me. Darling, I can't see me in your eyes. You're so far away, and it's losing you. I can't believe to watch you leave and let this feeling die.
You alone, you alone. Oh, a buddy was on television last night. I tell you, I still have the line. Sean Hannity had President Trump on, and President Trump goes on that show quite a bit. Of course, everybody was talking yesterday about the performance set forth by the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, in his meeting with Vladimir Putin. And nobody was impressed on the right. Everybody on the left is gushing about it this morning. He claims it went well. The media is claiming it went well. I don't know what he did, how it went well. I don't know what he accomplished, what happened, but according to Joe Biden, and I'm watching now, MSNBC and CNN, this went very well yesterday. And, of course, Trump begged to differ on Sean Hannity.
Well, yes, as he should.
It was awful. It was terrible. Listen, he seemed like just like an old man. And I mentioned early the body language. Putin leaning back at the with the joint photo that they had. Putin leaning back, a man spreading his legs wide open. He's cool as, you know, like the slick ex-KGB killer that he is. And Biden looks like, you know, just like an old guy in a wheelchair in a nursing home. He's sitting there like he's confused. It was really, it's a disturbing contrast that the our leader is that guy. But also, yeah, listen to what Trump said last night. Trump was on Hannity for about 45 minutes. But this is what he said in particular about the a Putin-Biden summit, which, by the way, was a complete and total waste of time. A lot of noise, but go ahead, play this.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people. And, you know, you have to form your own judgments. Well,
let me do a follow-up on that.
I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it.
Bottom line, good day for Russia. And it was. He put the, you know, Russia has an economy smaller than the economy of the state of Texas.
Yes.
Russia, I mean, all they have really is energy. That's it. They have no. They have nothing else. No industry. No nothing. Nothing is energy. And the Biden okayed the pipeline to go to West Germany. He already gave away the store initially. Just before the summit, he gave away the store. Now, why did he do that, Sid? Could it be because his son got $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch? Is he compromised? Why would he do that? Why would he cancel our pipeline and okay their pipeline?
It's because of Hunter, who got in trouble last week for using the N-word in an email to his attorney, and I guess now he called Asian people yellow. So every week there's a different story about Hunter Biden. Tucker Carlson pointing out last night, not Tucker, it was actually, what's your friend, Greg Gutfeld, on Before Tucker with Brian Kilmeade, that Hunter Biden now has gone into art, and he paints with his Coke straw.
Yeah, I actually saw a picture of it.
You did, right?
It's absolutely horrendous.
Horrendous. You know he's getting upwards of like a quarter to a half $1 million for some of those. $75,000 on the low end side for garbage art. I mean, garbage.
And what is it? And it's the buyers will be anonymous, so it's another scam.
Right.
To buy access to dad. We know that. That's what it is. Paintings with a straw. He's calling Asians yellow. I mean, all kind. This guy is the sleaziest lowlife. Again, he's the guy that the media wished Donald Trump Jr. was, so they could kill him. But they just ignore everything about this guy, using the N-word, lying on an application for a gun, a federal crime. He gets away with everything. And all the corruption overseas, Ukraine, in China, Russia. I mean, it's absolutely astounding what this media does. But despite the media giving Biden so much as much of a pass as they give him, essentially they got him elected. Him, I mean, they did, and big tech. He still yesterday, some reporter asked him, called out a question, a CNN, Caitlin Collins is her name. She calls out a question, and like an old man, his old man temper got the best of him. He runs back to her. He says, what are you talking? Take a listen to this.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident change behavior. What do you do over there? So when did I say I was confident?
You
said
in the next 6 months.
I said what I said was, let's get it straight. I said what will change their behavior is if the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
You don't understand that, you're in the wrong business.
So he told her, if you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. And then he later actually apologized. Somebody went out to him and said, hey, Joe, I mean, and that was a female reporter. Imagine if Trump did it. Oh, he's a misogynist. He treats her, but women reporters different, blah, blah, blah. And then Biden went on to whine about the treatment he gets from the media. Remember, they helped elect this guy.
What concrete evidence do you have from these three plus hours that suggest that any movement has been made. And I don't know.
Look, to be a good reporter, you got to be negative. You got to have a negative view of life. Okay, it seems to me the way you never ask a positive question. Why, in fact, having agreement? We'll find out.
So Putin, again, as I mentioned earlier, Joe Biden took about five questions or something like that. And again, the reporters were assigned questions. There was an order. He knew what the questions were in advance. He had a cheat sheet. Putin, again, this guy, he's an evil dude, but he's a very slick dude, calm. He's cool. He's, you know, he's like out of a Bond movie, this guy.
He really is the perfect killer.
And,
perfect.
And he took on a play this Putin one. He talked about he likened his political opposition to what happened on January 6th. This is Putin with a translator.
On the question of who is murdering whom, people rioted and went into the Congress in the U.S. with political demands. And many people were declared as criminals, and they are threatened with imprisonment from 20 to 25 years. And these people were immediately arrested after those events. On what grounds, we don't know always. The state didn't actually inform us about that. One of the participants were just shot on the spot and unarmed as well. Many countries are going through exactly what we're going through. Let me just repeat. We sympathize with what was happening in the States, but we do not wish that to happen in Russia.
And then he talked about BLM. Play this, Putin 3. This is Putin. Putin talking about Black Lives Matter, the riots, Ashley Babbitt, all this stuff. This guy's on top of all of it. He's using it against us. And, of course, when Biden got up, Biden went second. He didn't rebut anything. But listen to this.
America has just recently went through a grievous chain of events after a certain African-American individual was killed and an entire movement. The Black Lives Matter movement appeared. I'm not going to go into details. I will spare you them. But we've seen pogroms. We've seen, you know, looting and violations and riots. We sympathize with the Americans, but we do not want for the same thing to happen on the Russian soil, and we'll do anything possible to prevent this.
It would never happen. Never happen in my country, and it shouldn't happen here. They should take the choke chain off the police and prevent these riots, but no. So anyway, there's the contrast. The KGB killer versus Mr. Magoo.
It is a major contrast. It's a complete mismatch. It just is. One thing about Donald Trump, I never felt that way. Whether it was Kim Jong-un, whether you like Donald Trump or not, it never felt like a mismatch, ever.
No. They feared Trump. They respected him. They feared him and feared what he might do. Not so much with this compromised dotard.
No, not at all. 77 WABC presents the Manhattan District Attorney primary debate. That's today from 4 to 6 with moderator Dominic Carter. It's another reason why we are New York's talk leader, 77 WABC. Again, 4 to 6 this afternoon, the Manhattan DA primary debate. I don't know who's coming. Are they all coming? Talia Weinstein and the Tushy lady, the Muslim. What is her name? Abi Tushy.
Well, you just mentioned her. Talia.
No, that's Weinstein. There's another one.
She's Iranian.
No, there's another one who wears the whole hijab thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. We brought her up a couple of days ago. She's the one being endorsed by Jemani Williams and not Talia, the other one. And there's a Jewish guy, I think, in my neighborhood, Mark Levine or something, or Levin. Well, it can't be Levin, but Mark Levine. You heard of this guy?
I haven't heard of any of them.
You can't walk down the damn block on the Upper West Side. I try to walk to the gym every day. It's a 12-block walk. And I can't go two blocks without some old Jewish person stuffing some stupid flyer in my face about this Manhattan DA's race. It's like nine different people. And every block, they have a different they wear shirts, and they're part of this Parks Democrat club. And, God, it's so annoying.
Well, as per our leader, John Catsimatidis, we are endorsing Liz Crotty.
Yeah, we are.
Right. Manhattan DA.
Yeah, we love her.
Apparently, she won't empty the jails, and she will charge criminals with actual offenses.
She'll do that.
Yeah, she might do that. Isn't that a novel idea?
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's a lot to ask for a DA these days, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently it is.
Liz Crotty, you're our choice.
Entertaining and informative talk for New York. Streaming now on your smart speakers. Play 77 WABC.
The following is a paid political announcement.
My name is General Mike Flynn, former National Security Advisor to President Donald J. Trump. I strongly and wholeheartedly endorse Fernando Mateo for mayor of New York City because he understands, supports, and embraces President Trump's America First agenda. Fernando Mateo will bring America First policies to New York City. President Trump was the most pro-law enforcement president in U.S. history, and we need a mayor who will back the blue. As mayor, like President Trump, who knows that we cannot rebuild the economy without putting public safety first. Democrats made New York City dangerous again, and Mateo will make New York City safe again. Fernando Mateo is the right person at the right time and the only real Republican in the race. His never-Trump opponent must be stopped. I'm General Michael Flynn, National Security Advisor for President Trump, and I strongly urge you to vote for Fernando Mateo for mayor in the Republican primary on June 22nd. God bless you and God bless America.
Paid for by Mateo the Mayor.
Joan Hamburg here, and I'm going to share with you one of my great pleasures. A bath fitter that literally fit over my old bathtub. It's gorgeous. It's the best stress reliever you can have. No mess installing. They do it in a day. Over 2 million satisfied customers. Great financing options. Call Bath Fitter now. You tell them Joan sent you. 877-792-BATH. 877-792-BATH. Bath.
The following is a paid issue advertisement.
This is Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld of the Young Israel of Two Gardens Hills. Israel's struggle over its many enemies to survive as a homeland for Jews was once admired. Today it is vilified. Members of the Democratic Nationalist Socialist Club are denying Israel's right to defend itself against terrorism and have supported BDS, boycott, divest, and sanction against Israel. This has resulted in an unprecedented spike in racist anti-Semitism in our city and across the country. The only way to defeat them is in the ballot box. I urge you to be sure to vote in this upcoming primary. Our lives and our safety depend on it.
Paid for by the Queens Jewish Community Council.
Coming up next at 10.
Brian Kilmeade coming your way at 10 right after Bernie and Sid on 77 WABC. We'll talk about Vladimir Putin against Joe Biden for 3 hours and the press for 45 minutes. Why did Joe Biden go off against the press and go easy on Vlad? Taking it into their own hands. That's what border states are doing with help from other states. Moving. That's what's happened with infrastructure and voting bills. Joe Manchin beginning to deal. Hold on tight. Don't miss a minute. Thursday edition Brian Kilmeade Show on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Folks, are you finding it hard to find a new vehicle to locate one? Ramsey Subaru has one of the largest inventories of new vehicles, the largest Subaru inventory in the tri-state area, maybe the country. Ramsey Subaru, our good friends up on Route 17 in Bergen County, New Jersey. Just wonderful folks. Now is the time to lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, very well equipped with all-wheel drive, lane departure sensors, and more. Only $249 per month, 36 months, $39.23, cash or trade, due at signing. Ramsey Subaru, they make it easy and comfortable for you to buy. Shop their large inventory of vehicles in-store in a safe and secure environment, or you can shop online. You can buy a car from the comfort of your couch, folks, with their program Ramsey at Home, where fully 100% of the sales process can be done remotely. Either way, Ramsey Subaru has a selection of new vehicles you are looking for. This month only, lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, just $249 per month. Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand for 7 years. Visit Ramsey Subaru, Highway 17 South in Bergen County, or go to their website, RamseySubaru.net. That's RamseySubaru.net.
Call 888-595-4125 for lease details. Offers available to qualified buyers, subject to primary lender approval. Costs exclude taxes, license, and registration. VIN number MH522091. Model MFB-01. Sale ends 6/30/21.
This is Bernie and Sid in the Morning on 77 WABC.
Mean it good, mean it right.
So we'll talk to Lauren Conlon coming up on Friday. She hosts Red Carpet Rendezvous. She's an entertainment girl. All that stuff you watch on the E! Channel, Entertainment Tonight, the Bravo Channel, the firing housewives all over the place. But I did think it was funny yesterday that if you're following this J-Lo Ben Affleck story, which is getting a tremendous amount of play, tremendous, back for a second time, they're in love, now they're kissing in public, all this platonic stuff is out the window. They're banging. So the girl Madison, who is a nobody, You don't know who she is. Most people don't. She's on one of the shows on the Bravo channel, which I happen to love.
Madison LaCroix.
Very good. Bernie knows. Southern Charm. So she is basically the reason that J-Lo and A-Rod are not together anymore, because once it came out, even though there's no proof these two even met, all we know so far is that there was some type of, that was a burp, yes, FaceTime relationship. That's it. That's it. But that was enough to erode whatever trust J-Lo had left with A-Rod, and she got rid of him. And, of course, now she's with Ben Affleck, and she looks happier now with Ben Affleck than she looked in years with A-Rod. And Madison said yesterday to J-Lo, "You're welcome."
She's glowing.
"You're welcome." As if, yeah, that's right, you owe me a thanks. I saved your ass because I came out and said what happened with A-Rod. Now you got the better guy back. You got Ben Affleck instead of Alex Rodriguez.
Well, we're glad she's very, very happy. What was in Ben Affleck that Jennifer Garner did not like? What was it? Is something there that...
Yes. To put it in one
alcoholism
word...
Alcoholism or...
He's a douchebag, Vern.
And I see he's still smoking and all this stuff.
Yeah. He's also cheats, drinks, all kinds of issues. Remember when he was married to Jennifer Garner, he was talking about, I believe, getting oral on airplanes for Tom Brady. I think that was...
Didn't J-Lo once date P. Diddy?
Date? They got caught having sex outside on the terrace at one of the most famous hotels in
New
York City.
What happened to once you go this, you never go that?
Huh?
What happened to that?
We'll find out. She'll be on Monday.
Okay. So. We'll ask her.
Lori Lightfoot, the craziest mayor in the country. Maybe crazier than de Blasio. We got the latest on her. Chicago, coming up next.
107.1 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and 77 WABC, New York. From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77 Second News Update from the RSESolutions.com News Desk.
I'm Deborah Valentine. President Joe Biden this afternoon expected to sign legislation making Juneteenth or June 19th a federal holiday. The House approved the 12th federal holiday, 415-14 yesterday. Asked on Fox's Hannity about his plans for running for president in 2024, Donald Trump said last night he is focusing for now on helping the GOP in the midterm elections.
So I'm working on 22, getting a lot of good senators and a lot of good Congress people elected.
A brief internet outage hit airlines, banks, stock exchanges, and trading platforms this morning. Akami Technologies blamed that brief outage on a key piece of internet infrastructure. Well, an emergency meeting last night about Washington Square Park unrest held between police and residents at Our Lady of Pompeii Church. Residents told police they are concerned about things like loud noise, drug and alcohol use.
This is something that no one in the entire world would tolerate.
Residents want the 10 p.m. curfew enforced. Some said midnight was okay. There is more trouble for embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The New York Times reporting that his sister Madeline allegedly helped raise money to help pay the legal defense fund for the governor's convicted ex-aide Joseph Percoco. She told the Times she never told the governor about it. New York City awaiting state approval to move the homeless out of those luxury hotels where they've been held since the viral pandemic. Mayor de Blasio.
We will be able to complete this by approximately the end of July.
And the state is still considering this decision. No word yet from the state on it. That's your 77-second news update. Now your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Sunshine today, our high 79. The overnight low is 62 with mostly clear skies. Nice day tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 81. That's your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. 63 sunny skies. From the RSESolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work, I'm Deborah Valentine. A traffic and transit report is next, where the news never stops, at WABCRadio.com.
Talent. You have it. Opportunity is where RSC Solutions comes in. Let Mark Arzumanian and his team at RSC Solutions put you to work. RSCSolutions.com, where talent meets opportunity.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1921 to 1935 American Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been over 85 years since the last American Peace Dollar coin was struck, but now for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 classic American silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of United States silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo. This Sunday night starting at 6.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. It's witchcraft. Yet I get a kick out of you.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6.
With me,
Joe Piscopo.
On
WMusic Radio ABC.
Hi, this is Rudy Giuliani.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnels and Towers Foundation carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism. To mark 20 years this year, Tunnels and Towers is supporting our nation's heroes and their families with 120 mortgage-free homes, bringing stability to 120 Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and smart homes to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. To honor the fallen, the foundation's chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, is embarking on the Never Forget Walk on August 1st. Starting at the Pentagon through to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, he will walk more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of Light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance again this year, thanks to your support. Honor our vow to never forget. Do good by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Here's Joe Nolan with traffic and transit.
All right, Deb, outbound LIE, bumper to bumper, Maurice Avenue to the Grand Central Parkway. A four-vehicle accident earlier now has been cleared, but a lot of volume coming inbound from at least the Clearview all the way in through Queens Boulevard. Still delays southbound on the Bruckner, leaving the Bruckner interchange all the way down to 149th Street. Emergency roadwork, that's pretty much the whole way. If you're traveling inbound George Washington Bridge now, bumper to bumper on that lower level, getting over to the New York side, an accident with an injury also. A 30-minute delay now inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Metro North, 15-minute delays on the New Haven Division. Equipment problems up in Harrison and delays on the subways. The N, the R, the W, and alternate side is in effect. This report is a service of ExpressPros.com. Now is the time to get a new job. Express Employment Professionals never charges a job seeker a fee for more than 35,000 job openings with high demand in construction, driving, logistics, and administrative jobs. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com or on the Express Jobs app. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
So I was wailing at the top of the show that they're raising these gay pride flags. Just about every town in New York and New Jersey has a party. Kind of fly a few nights ago, but every town, and that's great. Listen, fantastic. I got a lot of gay friends, and there's four guys in this room right now, me, Bernie, Brian, and John, and odds are one of us is gay. It ain't me, but who knows about the other three. So God bless them. God bless them. And now we've got a new national holiday. I think it's tomorrow. Is it the 18th or the 19th, Bernard?
Juneteenth. It's the 19th.
So it's in 2 days.
How, that, you don't know that? That is racist. See, that's why we need to teach racism in school.
Yeah, that's exactly why. So we have gay pride flags being raised in every town across America. Gesinta Hate, God bless. We're now going to have another African-American holiday, Juneteenth, coming up in 2 days. But the Italians, F them. Screw the Italians. No, no, no. Columbus Day, no thanks. Columbus was a bad guy. He was a bad, bad man. And that was my issue at 6:30 this morning, and Bernard's as well. We've been talking about Columbus Day for a long time. It's only relevant today because of what's going on again. Gay pride parades, flags everywhere, and Juneteenth now we're going to celebrate in 2 days. And it just really bothered me that Columbus Day. It is too much. It's just too much.
And yet they will not allow fireworks at Mount Rushmore on July 4th.
But why is that again? Why?
They don't explain it, but I firmly believe it's because it was the site of Donald Trump's best speech of his administration. It was a great, great speech. It was a wonderful setting. And they don't like the faces on the mountain, the Mount Rushmore.
Who were the four faces again?
You have Jefferson. You have Roosevelt. You have
Lincoln
and George Washington.
Which Trump?
And two of them are slaveholders.
Which Trump? He belongs there.
He does belong.
They're going to add a fifth face. It's going to be him.
They should, but that's the reason why. Red state. And, you know, it's too glorious. They hate the whole. They hate that holiday.
Christy Noem, right? She runs that state.
Christy Noem.
That's right. All right. So again, we have nothing against the Juneteenth. God bless you. We're all for it.
Does that mean we get a day off though?
No, we don't get a day off.
No,
because you're white, stupid.
Well, it's an American holiday.
No, it's not.
It's a federal holiday.
But you hate black people because you're white. You're a racist. It's just that you were born that way. You can't help it. So you have to go to work. So Juneteenth, God bless you. The Gay Pride, God bless you. But just keep Columbus Day. That's all. If you want to add all these other holidays and you want to, you know, you want to pander to other people or honor other people, that's fine. God bless them. Good for you.
We do get Martin Luther King Day off. I will mention that.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We work every year, you and I. We played the speech this year.
Well, I don't know. I think I took off this year.
Oh, you did?
We don't get St. Patrick's Day, I can tell you that.
We don't get that?
No.
So what's wrong with the Irish people?
That's what I'm saying.
Why aren't the Irish people as good as the gay people?
That's what I'm saying. And the Italians, the Irish and the Italians, they get screwed.
I don't get off for, I do get off
you
for.
You guys get 2 days. You don't get off.
Two days. So do you. You get Christmas and Easter. Well, Easter's Sunday.
No, there's no Easter.
Right,
and you
true.
Get Christmas, too.
Well, I've always said, you have to confirm this, Bernie, there is no reason why you should not be off on Good Friday. Forget about Holy Thursday, but Good Friday, you should be off.
You know that little screwball Lori Lightfoot out there in Chicago?
She's rough.
She actually...
She looks like Beetlejuice, I swear to God.
On Flag Day, she flew something called a Pan-African flag.
That's for Juneteenth.
No. For Juneteenth, she's going to fly something different.
Oh, something different.
As a matter of fact, this is what she said about that.
We must also recognize that freedom has been illusory for far too many American residents, including black people. So we must embrace all American history. And today, on Juneteenth, we will be raising another flag, the Juneteenth flag.
I mean, what's wrong with the American flag on Flag Day, lady? Huh? How about that? But meanwhile, and Tucker did point this out last night. She wants to be a social justice warrior, and people are getting slaughtered. Black people are getting murdered, slaughtered in her city. And the top law enforcement official in this country, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, says that the biggest threat to Americans is white supremacy.
Right.
And by all these people that are getting slaughtered, the black people in Chicago, they're getting slaughtered by other black people.
That's right.
Anyway, here's a news report from a local Chicago news report.
Denise Mathis, Britannia Rogers, Blake Lee, and Shermetria Williams all killed in Chicago's latest mass shooting. The shooting happened at about 5:45 Tuesday morning inside a home on the 6200 block of South Morgan Street in Englewood. Of the 8 people that were shot, 4 died. The other 4 victims are in the hospital, 2 of them reported in critical condition. The attack is the 3rd mass shooting in Chicago in a little more than a week.
So there you have the one report. And there was another mass shooting as well. I think there were 8 people killed in one day. 8 people killed in one day in Chicago, which has about a quarter or a fifth of the population of New York City. It's a bloodbath, and we're focused on the wrong things. Why is this happening? Why is this black crime explosion occurring now? I can tell you why. The overreaction to the George Floyd murder, of course, the demonizing of the police, the culture, the schools, as I pointed out, the lady in Cambria Heights, she can't get her son is a good student, and they want to hold him back. He can't excel. They won't allow him to because this city blows when it comes to education. $24,000 per pupil in that particular school, and still the kids 81% failure rate in math, 81%, 70% failure rate in English, $24,000 per person. Now, de Blasio does have a plan. Remember during the pandemic, he put all the bums and the vagrants and all these and thugs, for that matter, into hotels.
Yeah, some of them nice hotels up by me on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, very nice hotels. So anyway, he says now we're going to end that. This is what he says.
So we said in the midst of the worst of the pandemic that we had to take immediate and emergency action to protect homeless folks, move them out of shelter settings to hotels for their health and safety. But now the situation has changed. We obviously have record low COVID levels, vaccinations rising all the time. It is time to move homeless folks who were in hotels for a temporary period of time back to shelters where they can get the support they need. We're talking about approximately 8,000 New Yorkers who are now in 60 temporary hotels.
Get the support they need. They're not getting any support. They're getting a cot for about 8 hours overnight. Yeah, and they're not going to go there. Most people will not. These people staying in the hotels, living like kings, by the way, they're not going to go to these homeless shelters. They're going to go back to the subways. They're already back in the subways. You got vomit. You got blood. You got feces all over the subways again.
I'm on the subways every day again now, and they are there in big numbers. I told you, you can't even go in. Every car you sit in has homeless people and some musician looking for money. I had a mariachi band in my ear 2 days ago. I was going crazy. I'm like, get out of my face. I mean, the guy walked right up to me, blew the freaking thing in my ear.
So who's the worst mayor in America? Is it?
Oh, it's Lightfoot.
It's Lightfoot?
Yeah. De Blasio's second. Oh, I don't know. I think Eric Garcia in L.A., Garcetti, I should say. Garcetti's kid is bad, too. But
he's very, very bad.
Yes.
Awful.
But I got to go with Lightfoot.
So all these Democrat cities, Democrat states, and yet they still get reelected. I mean, we're going to reelect another Democrat, probably.
Oh,
hopefully
no doubt.
Not. Hopefully not.
Yeah, we are.
Eric and has. The same thing with the governor. You have this wacko, crazy, sick Governor Cuomo doing a victory lap at the end of the pandemic. We're going to celebrate with fire. Listen to him. Listen to this nut.
What New York has done is extraordinary. We went literally from worst to first. We're going to light all the state assets, Empire State Building in blue and gold, and we're going to have fireworks.
Don't worry about all the death and destruction that I caused over the past 14 months. Forget about it. We're going to celebrate. It never happened. The people didn't die. Businesses didn't die. Manhattan is not a freaking zombie town because of me. None of that happened. No cash bail. Ignore that. We're going to celebrate on July 4th with fire or some. I don't know when he was. Maybe the ticker tape parade day.
All right. He still has a 54% approval rating. So not only is a Democrat going to win, no disrespect, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Lee Zeldin or Andrew Giuliani or our buddy Rob up in New York, Astorino, I hope they win. I don't think they will. In fact, I'm almost sure they're not going to. Not only is a Democrat going to win that, it may be him again.
It could very well, possibly.
I think he's going to win again.
Well, I don't think so. I don't.
Oh, boy.
I think it's up in the air right now.
I think he's the favorite going in for sure. For sure he's the favorite.
Well, we'll see. But contrast him to, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis.
I mean, come on.
Down in Florida. There's no contest whatsoever.
Abbott in Texas is a much better governor.
And that's the latest thing that DeSantis is doing. He's actually sending some of his state troopers, some of his state agents, you know, law enforcement officers. He's sending them to Texas to help with the border problem.
Right.
Ron DeSantis. I mean, this guy is doing everything right. This is him talking about the border problem. Take a listen.
This does affect everyone, Laura. I, just a couple weeks ago, was meeting with some of my sheriffs in North Florida, some of the rural counties. They say the number one problem is the methamphetamine, and it's almost all coming in from across the southern border. Well, what's been happening these last 6 months? This stuff's pouring across. It is damaging our society. It is hurting people's lives. It's causing people to lose their lives for these drug overdoses. So we think it's something that, one, when they ask, we want to be good Americans, but we also think it is good for our state to get this under control. And if the federal government is unwilling or unable to act, then the states are just going to have to step up.
Yes, damn right. And yeah, these drugs are coming over. People are ignoring that. It's fentanyl. It's, I mean, while the Border Patrol is playing babysitter to these kids that they're grabbing, you know, and then these people walking across the Rio Grande or whatever it is, these smugglers, the rapists, the pedophiles, the pedophilia people, the child molesters, they're all coming in in another area while these guys are, again, pulling some, you know, overweight man up from the Rio Grande. The bad guys are coming in with the drugs. The cartels are bringing the drugs in left and right. Overdoses exploding during the pandemic and in the wake of the pandemic. And anyway, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis for acknowledging it and trying to do something about it. At least somebody is.
Mets get a big win last night, but it comes with a cost. Maybe the big superstar exits the game early. We'll have that for you coming up. And Lydia Serrano, who's great every day at 4 p.m., sits alongside John Katsimatidis at 5, live in studio this morning again with Lydia Reports. So keep it right here, the Thursday edition of Bernie and Sid.
You can depend on us. Enable the 77 WABC Alexa skill at home. Download the 77 WABC mobile app on your phone. Don't miss a minute. Talk radio 77 WABC. WABC Traffic and Transit.
We're going to start at the Hudson River crossings. We're all jammed up now. A 30-minute delay inbound George Washington Bridge on that lower level over on the New York side. An accident with injuries. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, about a 30-minute delay. If you're on the Metro North tracks, 10 to 15 on the New Haven division, that with equipment problems in Harrison. Still delays on the N, the R, and the W. Southbound on the Breckner still backed up pretty much the whole way. And again, that because of construction. Westbound Southern State at Peninsula Boulevard, there's a crash. Same thing on the Meadowbrook northbound from the Southern State on up. You've got a collision there. And also Route 24 eastbound at Columbia Turnpike, there's a crash. Mass Transit's pretty good other than what we mentioned. And alternate side is in effect. The support of service, Liberty Mutual. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Folks, you've been hearing me talk about our friend and attorney for the 9/11 community, Michael Barish. His firm, Barish and McGarry, knows better than anyone that 9/11 did not end on 9/11. Hard to believe that in less than 3 months we're going to commemorate 20 years. And how about this number? Over these 20 years, there have been 68 cancers, 68 linked to the toxins that we were told were safe to breathe. Things like skin, prostate, breast, and lung cancer. That means if you're someone who worked, lived, or went to school below Canal Street in the months after 9/11 and were diagnosed with a cancer or respiratory issue, you are probably entitled to compensation and a lifetime of free health care. If you qualify, that means you're covered for the rest of your life, no matter your family history. Don't wait. Call up Rands at Barish and McGarry. Do it today, folks. You know, only 7% of non-responders have registered for the fund so far. That means there's 93% out there. What are you waiting for? Let's make sure everyone who continues to be impacted by 9/11 gets the compensation and health care they deserve. Protect yourself. This is important, even if you're currently healthy. Now, the next deadline is fast approaching. It's right around the corner. Barish and McGarry want you to know they've helped over 20,000 clients recover more than $2 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. Call them today to see if you do, in fact, qualify. They're at 911victimfund.com. That's 911victimfund.com. And tell them, of course, Sid sent you.
The First Lady of New York Radio, Joan Hamburg.
Come join the Joan Hamburg Show every Sunday starting at 2 o'clock. We bring you the best guests, the best information, whether it's where to eat, what to buy, or how to take care of your health. Remember, Sundays, 2 o'clock, the Joan Hamburg Show.
Joan Hamburg, Sundays at 2 p.m., entertaining and informative. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Remember before COVID-19? When we could go to shows or celebrate in person or have family gatherings where the only worry was when someone was going to talk politics? Let's get back to that. Let's get vaccinated. COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, and free. Sure, we'll have to keep wearing masks for a while, but you know what? This is the start. Go to covid19.nj.gov/vaccine to register for your vaccination. Remember traveling somewhere? Anywhere? Yeah, let's get back to that.
This is Lydia Reports on 77 WABC. Here's Lydia Serrani.
And this report is sponsored by LifeVac. One child dies every 5 days from choking. Your world, it can change just like that. And as a parent myself of little Julia, I wanted to protect her as well as my entire family. So I went to LifeVac.net, got that device, used code WABC for 10% off. That's LifeVac.net. As you guys all know, now all of a sudden, you're hearing all of these people, a lot of Democrats saying, yeah, you know what? Maybe COVID did come from the lab. Even Dr. Fauci himself saying, well, we always said there would be a possibility and this and that, you know, because Trump had been saying it all along. We also heard the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying it. But, you know, everybody said it was a conspiracy theory. Now, this scientist, she's a top scientist, Alina Chan. She's one of 18 researchers who signed that famous letter to Science magazine last month, urging colleagues to consider the possibility of a lab leak. She's been on a Twitter storm, and she's basically saying that the reason why more scientists didn't come forward was because they were afraid of looking like they were politically aligning themselves with Trump. Because she says the consensus among the scientific community is that this 100% came from a lab.
Yes, it's pretty clear. Yeah, the fact that they didn't want to believe science. They were anti-science because they didn't want to be aligned with Trump, Pompeo, Cotton, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty sick. And it's consistent with many, many, many other issues. One of them during the pandemic, of course, hydroxychloroquine, yeah. And even the lockdowns. Even though school closings, all these things. If Trump was for it, he was against school closings. Well, they're against opening schools.
You know, it's funny. The most contentious moment at Talkers Magazine on Friday was the panel after me. It was Juliet's panel. And you know Rich Cioli from Philadelphia? Cool guy. Very cool guy. So he's up on stage going, listen, you know, what I do on my show is I give out my opinion. He goes, and I was like really one of the first people to say that this thing originated in a lab. So, not Juliet, although, you know, she can certainly do stuff like this. Some other lady let down the panel from Connecticut. Well, that's just your opinion. It wasn't even her time to speak. It was Rizzioli's time to speak. Hmm. Well, that's just your opinion. And he's like, yeah, I know, that's what I do. I'm a radio guy. I give my opinion, but, you know, it turns out that it looks like I'm right. Well, not really. And the two of them start fighting. I swear to God, they start fighting up on stage. He's making all the sense in the world. I don't know what the hell she's talking about, but this is where these people are coming from. That, you know, they will argue with you and debate you. If you have all the evidence in the world, it just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
You know, Trump came up with the vaccine for the virus, but he did not come up with a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome.
Right.
That still is afflicting a lot of people out there.
Yes.
And including former fans of Jon Stewart after he went on the Colbert show and pretty much agreed with the lab leak theory, much to the chagrin of Stephen Colbert, this unfunny schmuck. Listen to this.
There's a chance that this was created in a lab. There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, if there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's
I don't know.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask?
the Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
And now, how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Let me tell you something.
See, Colbert's not down with that.
No, he ain't cool with that.
And here's how a Daily Beast headline, and this is what's killing him. Fox News hosts gush over Jon Stewart's lab leak rant. So Jon Stewart is pretty much on the outs right now.
Yeah, they should go with Newsmax, by the way, not Fox News. So I'm just saying.
Well, this researcher, Alina Chan, she said it's physically impossible for it to have come from a bat, because she said the bats that could have potentially have this, they're in remote caves and villages in South China, thousands upon thousands of miles away from the wet market.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's
I mean, it's not plausible.
And everybody knew that. Everybody knew that. Again,
Anthony Fauci knew it from day one.
And that's why this is important. It's not only it's not only where it originated, so it doesn't happen again. It is what were our tax dollars involved in creating this,
right?
Which they were.
They were.
Fauci lied to everybody. Obama put a ban on this type of research, funding it, and Fauci got around it with this guy, Peter Daszak. Again, don't roll your eyes. It's a fact. You're going to hear Peter Daszak get arrested at some point in the future. But he allowed this money to go. So we helped fund this coronavirus in China, where they also have a bioweapons program. We're working with the Chinese in a lab in Wuhan where they have a bioweapons program. And I will add this, that regardless of where, even if it came from the wet market, the Communist Chinese Party still allowed that virus to travel across the globe.
That's
that
right.
Was their main crime, mm-hmm. was to allow it to travel across the globe intentionally, infecting the rest of the world while they protected the interior of China. So whether or not it came from a lab or a wet market, it really matters to us most because of the Fauci money, the tax dollars and all that, and the political ramifications. But never forget that they allowed it to travel across the globe, and that's why we were infected. They could have contained it even if it escaped from the lab, and they didn't.
Well, because maybe they didn't want to contain it.
It's a possibility,
and maybe
right?
they didn't want to contain it. Maybe it wasn't a leak. I find it hard to believe something is leaked from a high-security lab. I mean, that's pretty
Now, that's a leap that some people are making, that it was intentional, that it was a bioweapon.
They found they did – actually, there was a recent study that came out. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There was a recent study that came out that in the United States, COVID was here as early as December.
Yes.
They did blood
yes,
tests.
Yes.
And so if it was here in the United States in December of 2019, that means it was there in the fall.
It was.
It was
they
there
say
in the
it was
fall.
There in October or November.
Right, and they saw the they did an aerial map, and they saw the roads were closed and everything like that. And then we saw the whistleblowers, and they were getting killed.
You know,
but
I'll tell you something. Based
right.
upon the point you just made, Lydia, for people that crushed Donald Trump for taking too long to react, it probably did get here in December, and it wasn't. It was January. It wasn't months later. It was January when he, in fact, imposed a China ban and also put together this team. It turned out to be a team of idiots with Burks and Anthony Fauci. But the truth is that he reacted actually very, very quickly. Very quickly.
Well, they were the people.
Within a month.
I mean, Fauci, the team that you talk about, he was.
That was his position.
Right, exactly.
Right. That was his job.
He was there. He was the guy. He's been there for 40-something years. And as Dr. Marty McCarry said, he even screwed up on AIDS. Instead of focusing on a therapeutic, which ultimately cured it, solved AIDS. I said it didn't cure it, solved it. He was focusing on an AIDS vaccine, which allowed that particular virus to fester longer than it should have.
And there's still no AIDS vaccine.
No,
that was
exactly.
under Reagan, right? That was under Reagan, I think.
That's exactly
I did
right.
see something on...
that's how long he's been around, this guy.
I know. Greg Kelly's show. On News. We love Greg Kelly. 1 to 3 on this station every afternoon and 7 o'clock and out on Newsmax. That Showtime is putting out a piece on the Reagans, and it's a total hit job. They actually... They have Maya Wiley in the piece. Maya Wiley?
I saw that. Greg Kelly.
Yes. Maya. I mean, if she wins the mayoral race, even then, who wants to hear from her about Ronald Reagan?
Listen, remember, never forget, he was a senile old racist. That's what they call Reagan. What they did to Trump, they did to every Republican. They did it to Reagan. They did it to Bush 41. They did it to Bush 43. And then they did it with a vengeance to Trump, of course, as we know.
Well,
but they do it to all of them.
Well, there was social media with Trump. For Bush's,
and he fought
there
back.
Was no Instagram or Twitter. So.
Right, he fought back just kind of took it. They were more genteel, and they were polite, and they were nice. And he was like, screw you, and he punched them right in the face.
I loved it.
Kicked them in the teeth, and they didn't like it.
What is this tan girl you're telling me about now?
Oh.
Because I'm wearing a very white T-neck shirt. I'm getting a lot of
maybe
messages.
Maybe I should put it on Twitter. So there's a British girl. She's kind of like the social media star, and she's really tan. She loves to tan like somebody else here in the studio.
Right.
And people are saying she's blackfishing.
Blackfishing. What is that word they usually go for girls, the kid from
catfishing.
The catfishing.
Yeah, so right. She's trying to come off as black because she's so tan. And I'm looking at this girl, and I'll show you the picture. You're darker than she is.
I am.
You are.
Right, so I'm blackfishing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've accused it before.
I don't know. Should we put it out there? I don't know.
Bernie says it's cultural.
I have accused it before.
Cultural appropriation?
Cultural appropriation.
Right, I mean, what's worse? If Luann the Countess on Real Housewives of New York wears her hair straight up in the air to be Diana Ross, or if Sid gets darker than Leonard Marshall of the Giants, which one is worse?
Well,
me.
I would say, though, with you, the cultural appropriation is of the Italians. It's not really. You're not going for necessarily the African American.
You're right.
Look. You're going for the Italian look. But
right.
The Italians are not offended.
Okay,
by
here's
it.
The girl. Here's the girl.
Oh, I don't know. She looks black, Lydia.
Let me see that, Lydia.
Okay.
She looks like she's with the Supremes, actually.
No. You're just as dark as she
you
is.
You think so? It's close.
Yeah, look.
Because those Brits, they don't get dark.
Look,
they,
right here. That's. You're just as dark.
I don't even know if I am. She's black.
She's
by the way, you're also a little reddish, too.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
You got a lot of sun yesterday?
Yesterday, a lot, yeah.
A little red right now.
Yeah.
It takes a couple of days to brown
to
up.
Blend in.
Right,
yeah,
I got
that's
you.
Right. Yeah. No, she's dark, that girl, though. No, Bernie?
She is dark.
She looks black.
Dark, but so are you.
All right, well, put us side by side ask who's the darker one.
I'm going to take a picture with you, and I'll put this picture up.
Right.
And then we'll see what
and then put Bernie
say.
In there, too, and see what they say.
By the way, we call him Sidney Dolezal.
Okay. Wait. Oh, wait, now I want to ask this question. Who's paler, Bernie or this guy?
Let me see.
This is Serena Williams' husband.
That's Serena's husband?
I know.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
look, I got to show you.
Bernie
look at this.
May be pale, but Bernie's handsome.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's ugly.
Look at him.
He's
look
ugly.
At him.
He's
he is
got
heinous.
A, he,
she's an attractive. Why? She's a superstar. How
it's
could
so
she
funny.
Not? Be, how could she be? Look at this guy. He looks like Olaf from
all,
Frozen.
Yeah, he's white, is what we're trying to say. He's pale. He's very, very pale.
He's gross.
And he's got
he's
a
not in
big,
shape like you are.
Fat ass stomach. And he's disgusting. What is wrong with this, Serena? Why would she even pick a guy like that?
Don't even.
Don't go there. Oh, yeah.
Stay away.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I mean, she could pick
a
handsome white guy. I mean, she's Serena Williams, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, of course. She's a, look at her. She's a beautiful woman. I mean, and for her to be with this dude, I mean, ooh.
Oh, my God.
Look at that body. I'm telling you, he looks like Olaf.
Maybe he's a funny guy.
You know Olaf?
Why are you like Shallow Hal? I'm going to call you Shallow Liddy. What's up with that?
But why?
Maybe he's got a great, funny personality.
Why do these ugly guys get these hot girls?
Maybe he's got an engaging personality. I kid you, Lydia. I kid. Hey, that was a great report.
Look, he glows in the dark. He's like blue. He's so white. Okay, this report is sponsored by LifeVac. One child dies every 5 days from choking. Your world, it can change just like that. And as a parent myself, you can protect your entire family with this simple device. Go to LifeVac.net. Use code WABC for 10% off. LifeVac.net.
By the way, he looks like the underside of a flounder. He has that color. Hey, Lydia reports, and Lydia, she's on WABC at 4 o'clock every day. She's great, better than the competition. Sid's coming back with sports, traffic with Joe Nolan, but right now it is time for the 77 WABC clip of the day. The great one, Mark Levin, weeknights from 6 to 9. Mark talks about Biden's meeting with Putin.
Vladimir seems pretty happy. That's always problematic. And Biden seems pretty happy just because he can't wipe that stupid look off his face. But one of the things Biden told him is, here's 16 or 17 targets that you're not to hit with your cyber warfare. Now, how stupid is that? What about target 18, 19, 20, and 21? Are they okay? And why are you telling him what the hot targets are anyway?
Hey, Joe Nolan, it's time for you to take it away.
All right, if you're traveling inbound at the George Washington Bridge, still a 30 to 40 minute delay coming inbound. Now, on that lower level, we still have that accident with injuries on the New York side. Two left lanes are out. Cross Bronx eastbound, then at Jerome Avenue, there is a stall. Bronx River Parkway on the southbound side at Pelham Parkway, there's a crash. Now, inbound Lincoln and Holland, about a 30 minute delay. Out on the island eastbound, Northern State, Glen Cove Road, there's an accident. Southern State westbound at Peninsula Boulevard, look for one. And then on the Meadowbrook, as you head northbound, getting up to the Southern State, there's a crash. Transit Authority delays on the N, the R, the W, Metro North, 15 on the New Haven Division. We still have that stalled train. And alternate side again today is in effect. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today sunny, high 79. Tonight clear, low 63. Tomorrow mostly sunny, a little warmer, high 83. It's 64 beautiful degrees outside. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, I'm Joe Nolan, 77 WABC.
This is Sid on Sports.
Oh, my goodness!
On 77 WABC.
Good news, bad news situation for the first-place Mets last night. Jacob DeGrom pitching to a 0.54 ERA. I've never seen a season like this in my 54 years on the planet. Just unreal. He had three scoreless last night, had to exit the game. He had some shoulder soreness. I'll take a good look at DeGrom today. That's the bad news. The good news is Mets won again. 3 now against the Cubbies. Beat them 6-3 last night. Home runs for Dominic Smith and Kevin Pillar. Here was Pillar on the Met lineup after the win.
To score 6 runs on 5 hits just shows the willingness to pass the baton to the next guy. No one's trying to do too much at the plate. We believe in, you know, all 8 guys and the 9th guy when Jake's hitting to come up with big hits.
Mets are now 35-25, 10 games over. They've got a 5-game lead over the Phillies. The Yankees won their second straight, beat the Blue Jays last night 3-2. Once again, their ace, Gerrit Cole, came up big. 8 innings pitched, only 2 earned runs. He's now 8-3 on the year, pitching to a 2.31 ERA. Red-hot Gary Sanchez, his 10th home run. The Yanks, after 67 games, are now 3 games over 500. Third place, 7 back of the Rays inside the American League East. The Islanders back on the ice tonight. They'll drop the puck at 8 o'clock. That series is now even, I should say, at 1 game apiece. Islander head coach Barry Trotz warned his team about taking bad penalties.
Just play it straight up. Our guys don't go down. If they do, they hear it from me. I'm not a big believer in that. I think it's not the right way to play. So, we don't want to be in the box. Referees have a tough enough job, and so just play it straight up.
Nets have a chance to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA, leading Milwaukee 3-2. They play game 6 tonight from Milwaukee at 8:30. They'll take on the winner, if they do win, of the Hawks and Sixers. That series is now 3-2. Atlanta, they won last night. Also last night, the Clippers, without Kawhi Leonard, beat the top seed Utah Jazz. They're up 3-2. The Phoenix Suns takes on the winner of that series. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. With sports at the bottom of the hour. I'm Sid.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Sunday morning at 11. It's the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
On 77 WABC.
The following is a paid issue advertisement.
This is a message from Michael Nussbaum, president of the Queens Jewish Community Council. June 22nd election is critical for the survival of our Jewish communities. Early voting begins June 12th. If you care about your community, vote early. There are people who wish Israel never to have existed. There are candidates who support the BDS movement. Know who they are. They do not support Israel. They are democratic socialists. Vote for your community's survival. Do not sit home. Vote early and tell your neighbors to vote. In a democracy, voting is the best weapon to defeat evil, paid for by the Queens Jewish Community Council.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
New York City is now using ranked choice voting in primary and special elections for all city offices. This includes the races for mayor, public advocate, comptroller, borough presidents, and city council. Ranked choice voting allows you to rank up to 5 candidates. To vote, pick your first choice and completely fill in the oval next to their name under the first column. Do the same thing for your second, third, fourth, and fifth choices if you have them. Rank at least one candidate and up to 5. Don't rank the same candidate more than once. Don't give multiple candidates the same ranking. Ranked choice voting will be used in the upcoming primary on Tuesday, June 22nd. Early voting runs from Saturday, June 12th to Sunday, June 20th. To learn more about ranked choice voting and how to vote in the upcoming election, go to participate.nyc.gov.
EDG is seeking a senior accountant in New York, New York to support the firm through proper accounting and financial presentation of the projects in according with U.S. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP, Modified Cash Basis of Accounting, EDG Policies and Procedures. Minimum requirements is a master's degree in accounting or related field and 3 years of experience in the job offered or in a role related to corporate accounting. Must be CPA certified. Must have experience preparing corporate tax returns, balance sheets, income statements, financial analysis and profit projections in accordance with GAAP. Send resumes to Nicholas Curcio, CFO, Gage Meyer Engineers PC. Doing business is EDG, 58 West 40th Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10018. Send resumes to Nicholas Curcio, CFO, Gage Meyer Engineers PC. Doing business is EDG, 58 West 40th Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10018.
Now, stay entertained and informed with Bernie and Sid in the Morning on 77 WABC.
Good tune. You picked out this one, Brian Gallucci, running the board today for Vacationing Matt Mania. I must say, doing a tremendous job. Him and John O'Halloran, both doing a great job. It's been a really, really good show today. It always is. It's a gorgeous day here in New York City, New York State. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Fantastic.
Yep, no rain, a lot of sunshine. Father's Day coming up on Sunday. Don't forget us. Some of us are really good fathers. I know we have three in the studio that are really good dads. Bernie for a long time, me for a long time. Brian, a new dad. How old? You can put your mic on. How old is your child now? A couple of months?
Well, it should actually be a year next month.
Is it a year already?
A year, yes.
All right, wow. So what is your wife going to do for you for Father's Day?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I don't expect anything,
right?
You know?
Just go with that, right?
Exactly.
You know what's funny? I used to say stuff like that, and then I would get pissed. So,
well, I'll say it. I don't expect anything. I don't want anything.
But you mean it.
I don't believe in these Hallmark holidays.
I do.
I they're just... They're way overblown.
Well, overblown.
Every day is Father's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is, you know, be nice to your significant other day. And be nice to your kid
Wait
day.
A second.
Be nice to your parent day.
There's not one mother in the world. Not
I
one.
Know you can't get away with it. I'm just saying
that's
my philosophy.
No, I hear
that's
you.
My mentality.
And you do
and
practice
And I still
that.
Get flowers and we go out to dinner.
That's what you do. Because there's not one mother in the world that doesn't think she's a better parent or more important. And most of the time they really are, including me, than the father. But it's okay one day a year. Screw Hallmark. It's okay one day a year to say, hey, you're a great dad.
You know, it's funny. I will have to remember to call my dad because, again, he knows I love him. But,
of course.
But it's a whole, to me, the whole Hallmark thing is
you get annoyed by that.
It's manufactured or whatever, and he doesn't care about it either. He doesn't give a rat's ass. I mean, he just doesn't care. It's just
Well, he says that, but if you don't call him, he's going to be really upset. Just trust me. My dad would say this, but I've called my dad every year Father's Day. This will be the first that I won't, obviously, because, well, he's dead now. But I hear you. And you do practice all that stuff. So one thing about Bernie is...
I'm consistent.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, listen, yesterday, that we've been talking about this. This is the hottest topic in the country right now, critical race theory, and it's permeated, forget schools, now it's the military. Schools, military corporations, we know that. Well, you had this admiral, he was sitting down in front of a congressional panel yesterday, and you had some Republican congresspeople asking him, they actually make sailors read this, this is a guy, he's a racist. His name is Ibram X. Kendi. His real name is like Roger Harrison or something like that. But he calls himself Ibram X. Kendi. And he's got a book called How to Be an Anti-Racist. And they make teachers read it around the country in schools, all around the country. This guy is the biggest racist going. And they make people read his book. Now they're making sailors in the Navy read it. So this admiral was sitting down and these congressmen were saying, what are you doing? Listen to this.
Let me ask you again, Admiral. Do you expect that say after sailors read this book that says that the United States Navy is racist, that we will increase or decrease morale, cohesion, and recruiting race into the United States Navy?
I think we'll be a better Navy from having open, honest conversations about racism.
Gentlemen, my time.
He didn't answer the question. Having open, honest, the military is the most equal branch. I mean, if you go to the military, you're going to experience a kid who lives in an upper West Side rich neighborhood or something like that,
right?
Or up in Larchmont, New York, or hey, whatever the hell.
I'll tell you what. Look at Pat Tillman. He was making $2 million a year playing in the National Football League, and went to Afghanistan to fight.
You go to the military, and you're gonna suffer. You're gonna work out. You're gonna get harangued and hollered at. Alongside of black, Latino, all kinds of people from Appalachia.
Sure.
It is the most equal place, equal institution in the country. And yet they're forcing this garbage down the sailors' throats, essentially dividing them. What it does is divide them. Now, this guy out in Illinois, he's a parent. He spoke in front of one of these notorious school boards. He also happens to be a radio host, but he spoke in front of a school board, and he yelled at the school board about this. He's black. He yelled about this stupid critical race theory, and he said really good things. Listen.
About critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other. It's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids? This white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed? How do I have 2 medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You going to sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory?
So he's got 2 medical degrees. He's got a radio show out in Illinois. And he's calling it like it is. He worked hard, and he made it. He's got 2 teenage kids in the school, and he made it. And he said all the right things there. And that's it. You teach kids that they're oppressed and they can't make it, they're not going to try to make it.
Of course not.
Because they can't. They figure, well, why should I try if I'm not going to be able to make it?
I agree.
He didn't get that message, and he succeeded. Anyway, he went on about today's CRT and Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Their character, not their skin.
Absolutely.
If they letting this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just pee, must pee on his grave with this nonsense?
Yeah, my man. His name is Ty Smith, by the way. And he's absolutely, we've been saying that here, but it's great to hear a black man say it, a successful black man actually call out a school board for pushing this crap.
It's so frustrating for me. I sit here with you 3.5 hours every morning. We do a really good job, and you specifically, I'll give you the credit, of presenting all this stuff. And then I do watch TV throughout the day. I do. And I have no choice but to watch, for the most part, the liberal stuff. I put on Newsmax. I put on some Fox News, Tucker, obviously. And you just don't hear any of this. It's the same guest after guest, person after person. We live in a society that hates everybody. Blacks are not treated fairly. And it goes on all day, every day in 99.99% of the places that people listen and watch. So when we do our show afterwards, I'm even more frustrated because there are people like Ty Smith that do exist, or Candace Owens, or Burgess Owens, or Byron Donalds, but they just don't get the airtime. They just don't.
And just we'll throw into that mix some of the left getting enlightened. People like Bill Maher. I played the clips of him from
his
Friday
show.
That
was nice to hear. Even Jon Stewart.
He says, what are you talking about? Interracial marriage is nobody looks twice at an interracial couple. Nobody says anything. It's not 2021 is not 1921, Joe Biden.
Right.
And
it's
you
true.
Idiots.
I never take a second look at an interracial couple. I don't.
Of course not.
I
nobody
don't.
Does. Everything was cool. Listen, we were all sports fans. The NBA is 80% black or whatever.
More.
Nobody cares. It's all merit-based.
Right.
Which, by the way, is what the military is. Merit-based.
That's the way everything should be.
It's not equity. It's not equality of results. It's a quality of opportunity. And these people made it. That's what this country is all about. Equality of opportunity and what it should be about. When you start talking about equity, that's socialism. That's Marxism. And that's what they're pushing. That's what's at the root of all this stuff here right now. They're trying to transform the country, and I think everybody knows it. And last night, one more thing. The mayoral debate went down last night, and it did get contentious at times. One of the most contentious parts was when the moderator asked mayoral candidates, the Democrat mayoral candidates, what is your – pick out an opponent and tell us that opponent's worst idea. And Ray McGuire pointed to Diane Morales and talked about her wanting to defund the police, and it got ugly.
Neither defund the police nor stop and frisk.
You don't
nor
speak for black
security.
And brown communities. How dare you assume to speak for black and brown communities?
Did I talk to black and brown
monolith?
Communities? Did
you
I talk
cannot
to them?
Do that. You cannot
yes.
do that.
Oh,
the
I can't. Yes, I can. I just did.
Actually, was started
you know what?
By young
I
black
just
and brown
did do
people.
It. You know
you
what? I just
do,
did do it.
And
you
can't
know what?
Them in that
can't
way.
Talk over each other. I'm going to do it again.
It's not truth for the community as a whole.
I'm going to do it again. Black and brown communities do not want either defund or
you
stop and frisk.
You are not speaking for all black and brown
yes,
communities because
yes,
I am a member of that community.
Who cares?
And you are certainly not
you're an idiot.
Speaking for me.
You're an idiot. Who cares
you're
who you
fool.
Are? Can't be black, brown, yellow. You're a moron.
You're not,
a moron.
Do you watch the news, lady?
This I mean, please.
Her name, what was her name? Diane Morales?
Yeah. By the way, has zero chance of winning this.
And you got there's a slaughter going on in the city here. And she wants to defund the police.
You don't speak to those communities. That reminds me of the time when I was doing a radio show in sports. I was in Florida. It's a true story. And I had Mike Francesa on the show. And my partner at the time was a former Miami Dolphin wide receiver named O.J. McDuffie. You remember those days. He was one of Dan Marino's go-to guys. So they start arguing about sports. And O.J.'s like, listen, man, unless you put the cleats on, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I'm sitting there. I'm his partner. I'm hosting the show. I'm not a professional athlete. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm saying to myself, I hope Mike Francesa kills him here. And Mike did. Mike came back and killed him. It's the same type of thing. You don't have to be black to speak about the African-American population. You don't have to be a football player to do sports talk radio. You don't.
No, you know, we're all Americans. First and foremost, we're all Americans. Nobody wants to get murdered. Nobody wants to get robbed.
Right.
Bottom line, it's a universal concept, folks. It's not that hard, Diane Morales. But watch the news.
That was a real good joke. Yeah.
You take we have defunded. We defunded the police by $1 billion already in this city. $1 billion. And what's the result? And this idiot is telling him you don't speak for black and brown. Go into black and brown communities where talk to the relatives of the people who have been murdered, and you'll get the answer.
Well, I always tell you this. The one night I spent with Curtis Sliwa and the Guardian Angels, I always tell you this. Going back to February 2016, what struck me was walking into Penn Station to hop on the 3 train to go to like Livonia Avenue or something, and the amount of African-American folks that stopped to hug and thank Curtis Sliwa. Yes, Dan Morales, they were black people who stopped to hug Curtis Sliwa and thank him for trying to keep their community safe. Mm. Black people.
Yep. Well, at least give him a sense of comfort when you see that beret on the subways. That Curtis Sliwa, he's our choice. We're talking about the Democrats because they had the debate last night. But we're supporting Curtis Sliwa full-throatedly here on the Bernie and Sid Show.
New York's news and talk station. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now.
The following is a paid political announcement.
My name is General Mike Flynn, former National Security Advisor to President Donald J. Trump. I strongly and wholeheartedly endorse Fernando Mateo for mayor of New York City because he understands, supports, and embraces President Trump's America First agenda. Fernando Mateo will bring America First policies to New York City. President Trump was the most pro-law enforcement president in U.S. history, and we need a mayor who will back the blue. As mayor, like President Trump, who knows that we cannot rebuild the economy without putting public safety first. Democrats made New York City dangerous again, and Mateo will make New York City safe again. Fernando Mateo is the right person at the right time and the only real Republican in the race. His never-Trump opponent must be stopped. I'm General Michael Flynn, National Security Advisor for President Trump, and I strongly urge you to vote for Fernando Mateo for mayor in the Republican primary on June 22nd. God bless you and God bless America.
Paid for by Mateo the Mayor.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day, and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you finding it hard to locate a new vehicle? Well, Ramsey Subaru, they have one of the largest inventories of new vehicles, certainly the largest Subaru inventory in the tri-state area, maybe in the country. And now is the time to lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, very well equipped with all-wheel drive, lane departure sensors, and more. Let me just tell you about Ramsey Subaru. They're up there on Route 17 in Bergen County, New Jersey, just minutes from the George Washington Bridge. They're great people, fantastic folks. People who give back to the community, charity. Sid's been up there with his family for charity events. These are the kind of people you want to buy a car from, like this new 2021 Subaru Forester, which is only $249 per month, 36 months, $39.23 cash or trade, due at signing. Ramsey Subaru, they make it easy and comfortable for you to buy. You can shop their large inventory of vehicles in-store in a safe and secure environment, or you can shop online with their Ramsey at Home program. You can buy a car from your house, from the comfort of your couch, folks, where fully 100% of the sales process can be done remotely. Either way, Ramsey Subaru has a selection of new vehicles that you're looking for. This month only, lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, just $249 per month. Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand for 7 years running. Visit Ramsey Subaru, again, Highway 17 South in Bergen County, or you can go to their website, RamseySubaru.net. That's RamseySubaru.net.
Call 888-595-4125 for lease details. Offers available to qualified buyers. Subject to primary lender approval. Costs exclude taxes, license, and registration. VIN number MH522091. Model MFB-01. Sale ends 6/30/21.
Stay informed with Bernie and Sid in the morning on 77 WABC.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
Oh, we got two from the Beatles today. Hey Jude and this one. The Beatles.
Isn't that the greatest group of all time, by the way, Bob?
Well, possibly. Yeah, one of them. Look, I have... well, never mind. I like the Beatles.
You like the Beatles?
Let me just say, I like the Beatles.
Okay, but you're not sold that the greatest of all time. I mean, some people get upset. They say it's Elvis. I don't know.
They're in the top 5 or 10.
Top 5 or 10?
Yeah, I don't dwell on these rankings myself.
You don't do stuff like that.
No, I mean,
even when it comes to mayor, you hate the fact you can vote for 5. You hate that.
I hate that.
You hate all polls.
Just give me one stupid. You get one vote. That's
one vote.
One person, one vote. The person who gets the most votes wins.
Right.
Whatever happened to that?
Who's the best radio show in New York City?
Bernie and Sid, bro.
There's one vote, bitch. We'll be back with more right after this.
1071 WLIR-FM Hampton Bays and 77 WABC New York. From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77 second news update from the RSESolutions.com news desk.
I'm Deborah Valentine. An unexpected uptick in initial jobless claims applications for the week ending June 12th, totaling 412,000. That's 52,000 more filings than economists forecast. The Democratic-led House today expected to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. It has the backing of President Biden. The COVID-19 pandemic spawned a huge uptick here in New York City in illegal license plates and registrations. Now the NYPD is cracking down on these fake plates and registrations. NYPD Commissioner is Dermot Shea.
There's more than just the violence. There's also parking. There's also moving traffic around New York City. There's also the sense of fairness.
The crackdown targeting all 5 boroughs. 4 FDNY firefighters suffering minor injuries in this morning's 5-story apartment building fire. It was on 9th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen, just a block away from yesterday's similar nearby fire. New Jersey's governor says this Friday will be a state holiday marking Juneteenth, about to become a national holiday marking the end of U.S. slavery in 1865. Recreational use of marijuana, it's on track for approval in Connecticut. Lawmakers in the state assembly passed a revamped bill yesterday that Governor Ned Lamont supports. The vote, 76 to 62. The Senate votes on it today. Well, best-selling Fire and Fury author Michael Wolff, he's out with a new book about the final days of the Trump White House called Landslide. It hits shelves July 27th. That's your WABC 77-second news update. Your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Sunshine today, our high 79. The overnight low is 62 with mostly clear skies. Another sunny day tomorrow with a high of 81. That's your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Right now, 68 sunny. From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work, I'm Deborah Valentine. A traffic and transit report is next, where the news never stops, at WABCRadio.com.
And paid for by MPM, non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirmed the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-217-0545. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-217-0545. Again, that's 800-217-0545.
A name you know who's in the know.
Listen, I've been around since Lincoln. I knew everybody.
The diva of dirty laundry. She's the queen of gossip.
I don't like the word gossip because it's pejorative. It doesn't have to be nasty and biting. It should be chatty. It should be funny.
Sunday from noon to 1 p.m., Cindy Adams brings her talents to 77 WABC. How do you feel about that, Cindy?
Why am I giving you information? You're supposed to give me something.
The Cindy Adams Show on 77 WABC.
Looking for your new favorite coffee? Try Berry House Coffee. It's fair trade, organic, and 100% delicious. Berry House guarantees it. Roasted in New York, Berry House Coffee is available now at Cristini's and D'Agostino's. Start with really good coffee. Start with Berry House. Centered around the rise of Napoleon after the French Revolution, the year is 1806, and a new French empire is rising from the shadow of the Reign of Terror. Read Owen Pataki's Searchers in Winter, a perfect gift for Father's Day. Available wherever books are sold.
There's no stopping New York. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Here, we think bigger. We live louder. We create greater. There's no stopping us from building a stronger, healthier, fairer future for everyone. Because we're New Yorkers, and there's no stopping New York.
Joe Nolan has traffic and transit.
All right, Deb, inbound Lincoln, Holland, George, all three at 30-plus minute delay. Cross Bronx, then eastbound at Jerome Avenue. A disabled tractor trailer. That guy's in the center lane, so that's causing delays back and onto the bridge. BQE southbound to Kosciuszko, an accident with one lane out. Westbound Belt at Sunrise Highway. There is a crash again, one lane closed. Southern State westbound at Peninsula Boulevard. Look for an accident. Also delays as you travel northbound on the Meadowbrook, the Southern State area. A collision being cleared. 15 on the New Haven Division. Transit Authority delays on the N, the R, the W, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations once again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77
WABC. You. People call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you.
Tell him, Bob.
So loud.
Tell him, Bobby.
Now you don't seem so proud.
Come on now.
About having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel?
Fine, don't worry about it. Stay out of it. You know, I was wondering, with all these reopenings, again, Yankee Stadium 100% tomorrow as the Yankees welcome in the Oakland A's. They'll play Toronto and Buffalo today. Mets welcome Atlanta to town on Monday. Citi Field in Queens 100%. We heard this morning the U.S. Open in August, one of the great sporting events of the year, 100%. Listening to Bob Dylan, I was wondering about the concerts. Now, I know Foo Fighters will be the first show at Madison Square Garden, and that is next week, actually. And you must be fully vaccinated to go see that, just so you know. But outdoor places, but I think it's by you. I'm not sure.
What if you already had COVID and you're immune?
No good.
You can't get in?
No. You have to be vaccinated. They don't care.
Something wrong with
because
that.
They don't think you're immune. By the way, you're not immune in either case. Bill Maher, for example, you keep bringing him up. He was fully vaccinated and still got COVID afterwards.
That's right. That's right.
But so you're they don't care.
Essentially, you're as immune as you're going to get.
Right.
I mean, but to discriminate against people who already had the COVID, the virus, the China virus,
right.
Like our friend, like John, our phone screen.
How could he prove it? Like, in other words, I've got vaccination proof. How could he prove he got the COVID?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So to require vaccine passports or proof of vaccinations is discriminatory against people like John who had to go get a vaccine, even though it almost killed him.
I agree. I think it's unconstitutional anyway. I got it because I don't want to go through the rigors and the nonsense, but it's ridiculous. But Jones Beach, for example, they have those beautiful outdoor concerts. Atlantic City.
The nicest.
Are they going to have them this summer? Do you know
I'm
many?
Sure they are, yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't they?
Up on my mother, for example, I know Susan must be listening in Bethel by Monticello. I think we've got the nicest outdoor amphitheater in the whole state, including Jones Beach, and that is the original site of Woodstock, which is now called Bethel Woods. I've seen everybody from Elton John to the Goo Goo Dolls to the Dave Matthews Band. They were closed last summer. I'm wondering if they're going to be, I guess they'll be open this summer, right?
Again, why wouldn't they?
Right.
Unless they don't have enough acts to actually perform. They might not have been ready, prepared. Not,
oh, maybe. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't. But they're going to scramble.
Well, if anybody knows for a fact, Jones Beach out by Bernie, Bethel Woods up by my mom this summer, if you know for a fact they've got a full concert schedule, please let us know.
Or John, just Google it.
Oh, John, there you go. John O'Halloran.
How about that?
He went to Xavier. What is it? Xavierian?
Xavier. Hey, did you see these pictures of Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
He's talking about...
he lost a lot of weight.
Yes. He looks
He's on Jenny Craig.
He lost the Mo Howard haircut, but he's got the eraser head haircut. But he does look like he went from this chubby figure to an emaciated marathon runner.
Right, and that's funny. And what you come to find is you go, a lot of people thought he was sick. Like, you know, if you get a disease, you lose all this weight. And the story today is that there's literally no food in North Korea.
But
none.
Here's the point. Again, as we inch towards socialism in this country, the contrast between North Korea and South Korea. South Korea is thriving. It's a first world. They embraced Western civilization, capitalism, and they are thriving. They have more food than they know what to do with. And North Korea, just above the border,
nothing.
The communists... The leader is he's drooling, you know, thinking of a pizza.
Dogs was kind of like Haiti and the Dominican Republic, right?
But,
they were next door to each other. One's thriving and one's not. But you're right, the communistic part.
The communist part. I mean, that's where we're inching. Venezuela, they sit on top of all these oil reserves. They went socialist, and now people are fleeing. They're starving. There's no bread. They were eating shoe leather there for a while. I swear to God. You're laughing. That literally happened.
They eat their sneakers?
That's how bad it got at one point. Maybe now it's gotten a little better. But they're coming across the Rio Grande from Venezuela, among 130 other countries, not to mention Mexico and El Salvador and all those countries. But anyway, so speaking of leaders and communists, you had Putin yesterday. With Biden. Biden, he just embarrassed himself. I mean, I mentioned it before. Putin sitting there, leaning back with his legs wide open, man-spreading, as they call it. And old Mr. Magoo looking like, an old man sitting in a wheelchair in a nursing home. Oh, by the way, Biden gave Putin a pair of aviator sunglasses.
I saw that.
And Putin, the ex-KGB guy that he is, he gave to Biden, he gave him an umbrella with one of those poison tips. And he said, here. Use it, but use it well.
That's funny.
But anyway, that happened.
Coldplay is playing on Long Island tonight, by the way. But go ahead.
Oh, Coldplay is
on
Jones Beach.
Is it Jones Beach? Where are they? It just says Coldplay.
Long Country. Island City.
Yeah. Long Island City.
Long Island
okay,
City.
Thank you.
Right across the river.
Yes. So he gave him that. That reminds me of when President Bush, 41, gave you and I, this is a true story, folks, Bernie McGurk and Sid Rosenberg presented with brand new, beautiful, green presidential couplings in Astoria, Queens by Bush 41. And yeah. I lost one of them at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and I've never heard the end of
it. I have no idea what I do with mine.
Oh, you don't even know where they are
either? No, and I lost a lot of things, too, in Sandy when my garage got flooded. But it may have been in that, but whatever. Either way, so yesterday, the imbecile-in-chief, he just embarrassed himself. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. And he gave away the store early on before the summit. The whole thing was a pointless waste of time. A lot of noise. We won't be talking about it next week because nothing of consequence happened. He gave them the pipeline after canceling ours. He gave them the pipeline. Okay, you can pipe your oil, your liquefied natural gas into West Germany and not buy it from us. you can do it. Buy it from our enemies that we're paying to protect you from with the NATO alliance and all that stuff. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever except for the fact that Biden might be compromised because Hunter got $3.5 million from an oligarch. But that's another story. Either way, the guy embarrassed himself yesterday. He repeated one of these things where he tried to quote the Constitution and he forgot the rest of it. Take a listen to this.
I made it clear to President Putin that we'll continue to raise issues of fundamental human rights because that's what we are. That's who we are. The idea is we hold these truths self-evident that all men and women, we haven't lived up to it completely, but we've always widened the arc of commitment and included more and more people.
Let's go to one of the hits from the Pet. It's a similar thing. Listen.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing. God. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... You know the thing.
So anyway, they're all watching. I mean, they're all laughing. The world is laughing at us, man. They're laughing at us. It's terrible. It's unbelievable. And they see they look and see what's happening in the interior of the United States here with the January 6th and the left exploiting it, blowing it up into something it wasn't. Of course, yesterday, Tucker Carlson last night doubled down on his assertion, and it's a legitimate assertion that the feds helped plot the January 6th riots. We'll see where that goes. But even Vladimir Putin himself, the ex-KGB killer, he's in tune to what's happening domestically in the United States. He talked about it yesterday, did Vladimir, who, by the way, sat down with an NBC reporter for 90 minutes, took questions from this guy, ran circles around the dude. Then yesterday during the press conference, he let all the reporters exhaust themselves, asking all the questions. And then did he step down, where Biden took five questions and screwed up a four out of the five. Anyway, this is Putin yesterday at his press conference.
People went into U.S. Congress with political demands. 400 people are now facing criminal charges. They are facing prison terms of up to 20, maybe 25 years. They are called homegrown terrorists. They are being accused of many other things. 70 people were arrested right there on the spot. 30 of them are still arrested. On what grounds? Not quite clear. One of the participants, a woman, was shot dead on the spot. She was not threatening with arms or anything.
See, they're very, very savvy at using our domestic politics against us. In this case, he's using it against Biden and the Democrats. But the Chinese use Black Lives Matter and, the riots in the streets against our country. They say, don't lecture us on civil rights and on killing Uyghurs and genocide and concentration camps when you're doing what you're doing to the blacks in the streets. Well, of course, it's not true. I mean, what they're saying, what they're asserting. But either way, everybody's watching us closely with a laser. They're watching us, and they're using this stuff against us. Everything he said, by the way, was true. And what Tucker said last night or two nights ago about the FBI infiltrating these pro-Trump groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, whatever, that actually happened. These are the unindicted co-conspirators he's talking about. You had the federal agents infiltrate with these guys, and they helped plan this January 6th attack. Which makes you wonder why the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, turned down protection from the National Guard and the feds who offered it, that the Trump administration offered it, said, look, we're going to have a lot of people here. You're going to need some extra security. They said, no, 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 we got it covered. And then the Capitol Police has 14,000 hours of videotape out there, video footage of what happened that day. And we saw some of it. The Capitol Police were waving people into the Capitol, waving them in. And now those same people are getting locked up for trespassing. Nobody, of course, charged with insurrection or any of that stuff. Certainly not armed insurrection. And the only person killed was an unarmed Ashley Babbitt. Right. Though Biden did lie yesterday. You have this lie from a Biden talking about Officer Brian Sicknick. They say he said that Officer Brian Sicknick was killed by the criminal mob on January 6th. Take a listen to this.
My response is kind of what I communicated, but I think that's a ridiculous comparison. It's one thing for literally criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer,
what?
And be held unaccountable. And it is for people objecting and marching on the Capitol and saying, you are not allowing me to speak freely. You are not allowing me to do A, B,
C,
or D.
Take it down. I can't stand listening
not
to
even
this.
What happened.
His own DOJ came out and said, Officer Brian Sicknick died from a stroke day after the so-called riots.
Nobody hit him with a fire extinguisher. Nobody killed him.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's a fact. Natural causes is what they said.
Right.
And so for him to stand up there and lie on the world stage about his own country, I mean, this is really bad stuff. Really bad. Really bad guy.
Really bad guy. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. We need a contestant for Beat Bernie, which comes your way in about 20 minutes. Your chance at a $100 gift card. We had a winner yesterday. And a WABC Barry House coffee mug. All that is coming up at 9:40 when we play Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Beat Bernie.
Yeah.
The latest news, behind the scenes videos. Get it all now. Like 77 WABC on Facebook. WABC Traffic and Transit.
So inbound Lincoln and Holland Tunnel is about a 30-minute delay, 40 at the George Washington Bridge, and then on the crossbox eastbound at Jerome Avenue, a disabled tractor-trailer. That one in the center lane. Southbound Bruckner, we're slow from the Sheridan to 149th Street with construction. BQE southbound, very heavy and slow from the Kosciuszko. An accident one lane out, Belt Parkway westbound up at the Sunrise Highway. There's a crash. We also have problems on Metro North. 15-minute delays on the New Haven Division. The 4 and the 5s on the local track from 14th Street to the Brooklyn Bridge, and extensive delays on the 4, 5, and 6. Fire department activity along with signal problems and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be in effect. This report is a service of Pearl Olives. Pearl Specialty Olives are bursting with Mediterranean flavor. Rock your recipes and snacks with Pearl Specialty Gourmet Olives. For quality you can trust, look for the sunny yellow package and get cash back at Ibotta. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Folks, if you're a parent like me, and I'm a parent twice, Ava now 17, Gabriel now 12, you need to know about a product you must have to be used on anyone you love. Save their life. My kids are everything to me. I'm sure yours are to you, too. Sure of it. The statistics for choking are staggering, frightening. Did you know that one child chokes to death every 5 days? Folks, that's over 5,000 people a year that choke to death. So this guy, Arthur, great-looking guy, smart guy, genius, comes up with this product, and it's called LifeVac, L-I-F-E-V-A-C, LifeVac. The reports on this product are incredible. Countless stories worldwide of how LifeVac has saved lives, people all ages, saved from choking anything accidentally. LifeVac can stop a senseless tragedy today. The LifeVac device is the only non-invasive portable airway clearing device in the world. Proven effective, easy to use, also very light. If you see your child or family member choking, wouldn't you want to be protected? So from one parent, Sid Rosenberg, to another, protect your family with a LifeVac today. You know, I say this every time. This product should be mandatory in every household in America, really around the world. Go to LifeVac.net, use the promo code WABC, and get 10% off this wonderful product. LifeVac.net. It's a lifesaver. LifeVac.net.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6 with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Night and day, you are the one. Luck be a lady tonight.
Hey, now!
I'm so in love.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6.
With me, Joe Piscopo.
On
Music Radio 77 WABC.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
This Saturday at 4 p.m., the New Jersey Globe Power Hour, hosted by the Globe's editor-in-chief, David Wildstein. This Saturday at 4 p.m. on 77 WABC.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking about MyPillow for a long time. Sydney and myself, we both love the MyPillow. My family loves the MyPillow. They go nowhere without it. They literally do not travel without the MyPillow. Now, if you don't have one by now or know somebody who doesn't, now is a good time to get a MyPillow because Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows. That's right, the one that started the whole thing, for his lowest price ever. For a limited time, you get a queen-size premium MyPillow regularly $69.98 for just $29.98, which, of course, is a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. These Mike Lindell MyPillows, they never go flat. They come with a 10-year warranty. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you like, and they maintain their shape. They are all made in the United States of America. I love the MyPillow. Now, you know Mike Lindell is under siege from the cancel culture, so he could use your love and support at about this time. And it's not just a mercy play. His products are all great. Fantastic. Here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use that promo code WABC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer on the pillows, but also deep discounts on all other MyPillow products as well, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress top, the MyPillow towel sets, the doggy beds, all those things. MyPillow.com is the place to go. Clicking on the radio listener square using the promo code WABC, or you can call MyPillow at this number, 800-887-2185. That's 800-887-2185, but don't forget to use that promo code WABC.
Stay entertained and informed now with Bernie and Sid in the Morning.
So going back to our conversation last segment, Kim checked in Instagram about Jones Beach. She said Rod Stewart just canceled. He was supposed to be the last show, but seems to be a pretty lengthy list of acts that'll be at the Northwell Health Jones Beach Theater this summer, starting with Chicago July the 14th, and then we've got Lady A, Jason Aldean, Jimmy Buffett, Hall & Oates, Luke Bryan, Three Doors Down, Kings of Leon, Alanis Morissette, the Zac Brown Band, Brooks and Dunn, a lot of country here, obviously. Black Crowes, Dave Matthews, Derek Bentley, Jonas Brothers, Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan with Steve Winwood. That should be a great show. Backstreet Boys, Matchbox 20, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Santana. So there was a bunch of shows July 14th.
That's cool.
Up until August 23rd, or 13th, I should say. And then Susan up in Bethel Woods just told me they've got a full slate of shows up in upstate New York at Bethel Woods, too. So I guess the assumption is all these outdoor venues are open for business.
Sure. Yeah, they want to make money. Why not? The pandemic is over, folks. It is over, officially over. We're going to have the fireworks. You have that crazy psycho governor talking about, you know, doing a victory lap. But either way, of that list, of all the acts on that list that you mentioned,
yeah,
and I like a lot of them.
Yeah, I know you
do. But I would like to go see Hall & Oates the most.
I saw them.
If I had to pick one,
yeah, that
would
great
be the
show.
One.
I saw them at the Hard Rock Live down in Hollywood, Florida, at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, literally a year before I came to New York to work with you. That was 2015. And if you want the exact date for Hall & Oates, it's a magnificent show. It was rescheduled. It was supposed to be in August, early August. They moved it up to August 11th. August 11th, Hall & Oates at Northwell Health at Jones Beach Theater.
A theater. I like
in
it.
One time
I
more.
Might be there. Let us go to Ann is in Pennsylvania, Sydney. We'll go to the phones. 1-800-848-9222. What's up, Ann?
Hey, guys. Listen. Bernie, you are awesome. Sid, I like you, too. I have to say something, and I know in my heart that this is true. Okay, so they knew that there was going to be a huge Trump rally on January 6th. They also knew that there were going to be two options, certify an election or certify an illegal election. Right. Pence was going to not have it. In a speech before that day, he basically, and I'm paraphrasing, he is not going to let them get away with stealing the election, but he changed his mind and did the elbow bump with Pelosi. We know what's going on here. And this is why the world is laughing, Bernie, because we not only have this crazy man in office, he was selected in office. And yeah. All the evidence is going to come out.
Hey, listen, and
so
in addition,
thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And you're right about that, what you said, the January 6th thing. It's starting to look more and more like, yes, it was the deep state was actually involved in planning it. I mean, just to delegitimize the people complaining about the election, it was certification day, and it was to sort of, you know, as I say, delegitimize that process. The people who were speaking up were complicit with the support, with the rioters in the Capitol. You know, conflate the two. Neither one had to do with the other. The rioters, the people who trespassed, who, by the way, were invited into the Capitol by the cops. They were protesting legitimately initially, and then they did trespass, but it looks like it was made easy for them. Let's put it that way. It was made easy because it served a political purpose, and it served it well. It shut down the conversation about November 3rd and fraud in the election. It really did. Let's go to Victor. Pennsylvania is a popular spot for the Bernie and Sid show. Victor is in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Bernie. You were talking about that kid from Jamaica, Queens, that he's a great student and everything. I've been kicked off of Facebook, and I tried to get on the Twitter. I can't even get on Twitter. I don't know why. I know I was kicked off Facebook. But I was thinking maybe we could start a GoFundMe page and send this kid. He lives in Jamaica. It's right next to Molloy High School, Archbishop Molloy, which is a stellar school. They would love to have him, I am sure.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I wish somebody out there, somebody with deep pockets, would do something like that. The mother's name is Keisha Ellis, and it's technically Cambria Heights, near Jamaica, PS 147. The school sucks. They spent $24,000 per student at this PS 147, and in 2019... Despite that $24,000 per student, in 2019, 81% of the students failed the state math exam, and 71% failed the state English exam.
Unreal.
So this lady went to the teachers and said, look, I want to get my boy, you know, into some sort of advanced class. He's bored with the classes that he's taking. A black lady, again, Keisha Ellis, and they told her, you know what, you better find another school. And she can't. There's no charter. The charter schools, she applied for it. It's a lottery system. She couldn't get them in. She can't afford Catholic or private school. She can't afford to move to Long Island like a lot of her neighbors have done.
Right.
So her poor son is stuck. This kid, I don't know his name, but either way, Keisha Ellis's boy is stuck in this school, PS 147, and that's what Victor is alluding to. The front page of the New York Post, they did mention, as you pointed out earlier, the front page said $27,000
right.
per student for a terrible education. This morning, they're writing $24,000 per student.
Gotcha.
But either way, that's a great idea, and I hope somebody out there with deep pockets. I don't have deep pockets.
No,
me either. To pay another tuition. I mean, I got, you know, I'm saying we're just regular working guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the days of the old millionaire radio hosts.
They're gone.
They're long gone.
Right.
Long gone. So let's go to Jim is in South Amboy, New Jersey. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, boys. Love the show. They call me Turnpike Jim, my friend. This is about that low life, good for nothing Cuomo. Do you know why he lifted the coronavirus restrictions, guys?
Yeah.
Somebody's daughter's getting married. I heard this from a high level.
No, that's true. That's true.
That is true.
His daughter is getting married.
His daughter is getting married.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we kind of joked for weeks too, Jimmy Turnpike, that every time there was another girl that came out and alleged sexual abuse from Cuomo, there were more restrictions that he lifted. So it's fun to go that route. His daughter's getting married. Another girl said he touched her ass. I don't know if any of that is true, but it does. The timing always seems like when something
sure.
like that happens, something does open up.
Yeah, it's maybe not a coincidence.
Maybe not so much. I don't know.
But either way, he did say 70% when 70% of adults are vaccinated, one shot, then we'll open everything. And that's when he did. Maybe he calculated with the daughter. I don't know. Maybe it's far-fetched. Either way, the guy's a skunk. He's a lowlife, a dirtbag, a murderer.
Ouch.
He's an evil, smug thug is what he is, Governor Cuomo. You know that.
No, I can't stand him. I don't use the word despise. And I really go to hate, but I really despise this guy. I really do. I hate him.
He is he's a bad, bad
I don't
individual.
Like his brother either. I don't like any of them.
I hate Fredo. Fredo is a race-baiting, not-so-bright piece of garbage himself who thought the pandemic was funny. He thought it was funny. Let's do a bit on the pandemic when people are dying. I mean, in the middle of at its worst.
You know, I would have given him somewhat of a pass if he would have just been like that the whole time. In other words, this thing's they're really playing it. It's too much. It's funny. But he would go from that to, like, seconds later, like, oh, my God, this is going to kill everybody. And it's like, well, what's the real truth, Chris? Is it funny, your little exit from the basement, or is it really deadly? And then him and his brother together would do this SNL skit every night on a on a fake news network. So that was my biggest issue was not that he thought it was funny, was that he would go from that to making it as if it was the worst thing to ever hit this country and planet ever. Which one is it, Chris?
And then, of course, the race baiting, agreeing with Don Lemon's trashing white people. He's like, yup, yeah, Don, right, Don. That's Fredo Cuomo for you. By the way, the ratings have taken such a nosedive. He has like 2 or 3 people watching him per night. It's really, really bad. Beat Bernie is next. 1-800-848-9222 on the Bernie and Sid Show. Clip of the day is coming up, folks. Right now, it is Mark Levin. Mark Levin, every night from 6 to 9. Right now, he's talking about Biden and Putin. Take a listen to this.
Vladimir seems pretty happy. That's always problematic. And Biden seems pretty happy just because he can't wipe that stupid look off his face. But one of the things Biden told him is, here's 16 or 17 targets that you're not to hit with your cyber warfare. Now, how stupid is that? What about target 18, 19, 20, and 21? Are they okay? And why are you telling him what the hot targets are anyway?
I mean, does anybody make any more sense than the great one, Mark Levin, whose book is out? What is it called? Marxism? Something Marxism. Either way, Mark Levin, I'm going to get it myself. Mark Levin, 6 to 9 on 77 WABC. Right now, it is time for Joe Nolan in traffic. Joe, take it away.
All right, Bernie, a 40-minute delay inbound George Washington Bridge onto the Cross Bronx over to Jerome Avenue, a disabled tractor trailer. Again, the center lane is out. Whitestone Bridge now, an accident left lane as you come on over to Queens. Southbound on the Bruckner from the Sheridan down to 149th Street. Slow traffic. Again, the ongoing road work. Southbound BQA, the Kosciuszko, an accident with one lane out. And then you are also going to be looking at delays on the subways, the 4 and 5. Are on the local tracks between 14th Street and the Brooklyn Bridge. There are also extensive delays on the 4, 5, and 6. That because of fire department activity and signal problems downtown and alternate side again today is in effect. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today sunny, high around 79. Tonight clear, low 63. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 83. It's 67 degrees from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. I'm Joe Nolan, 77 WABC.
This is Sid on Sports. Oh my goodness! On 77 WABC.
Megan Rapinoe, Victoria's Secret. That's hard to believe. You know who does do it for me, Lydia? The Mets. The Mets won again last night. Beat the Cubs 6-3. What a story they've been this summer. This is unbelievable. They sweep Chicago. They're now 10 games over 500. They've got a 5-game lead over Joe Girardi's second place Philadelphia Phillies. 6-3 again the final. The bad news is starter Jacob DeGrom only went 3 innings. Scoreless, by the way. His ERA lowered to 0.54. Had to exit the game with shoulder soreness. In fact, here was Jacob DeGrom after the game.
My shoulder was sore, back of it, and just wanted to say something to be smart. But like I said, this is frustrating. I want to be out there as long as I can be out there. Felt really good tonight early on. And then, like I said, in third, just got pretty sore.
Dominic Smith and Pilar homered 6-3, the final score. The Mets, again, playing great baseball. Yankees got their second straight win, beat the Blue Jays behind Gerrit Cole 3-2. The Yankee ace won 8 innings, earned his 8th win of the year. Red-hot Gary Sanchez's 10th home run. Yanks are now 3 games over 500 after 67 efforts. They are 7 back of the division-leading Tampa Bay Rays. Talking about Tampa Bay, Game 3 tonight, Islanders and Lightning on Long Island. The series shifts here to New York. That series is now 1-1. They will drop the puck coming up at 8. NBA, the Nets have a
chance to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals with a road win in Milwaukee against the Bucks tonight. That series is now 3-2 in favor of Brooklyn. Kevin Durant, off of his 49-point effort, he'll be out there. So will James Harden. But it looks like Kyrie Irving won't. Here's Coach Steve Nash on that.
I don't think he'll travel. He'll probably stay back to rehab. I'm not sure if he's in the building. I know last night. Sorry.
If the Nets win, they'll take on the winner of the Sixers-Hawks series. That series has Atlanta beating the one seed after a win last night, 3-2 out west. The Clippers, they're up 3-2 on the top seed. Utah, Phoenix Suns are next in line for the winner of that series. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. With sports at the bottom of the hour, I'm Sid.
Hoaxes and other fake news stories.
This Sunday morning at 10.
We should get people to ask questions.
It's Uncovering the Truth with Dr. Maria Ryan and Rudy Giuliani. Sponsored by the Tuttle to Towers Foundation.
We get to talk to the people who really run this country and the people for whom this country was created. The people.
The mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani.
Talk Radio 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com.
Listen to us. Give us a try.
With glowing reviews from New York Trend, Midwest Book Review, Splash Magazine, and Living Las Vegas, read the international suspense thriller, a detective novel from Jeffrey S. Stevens, Fool's Errand, the perfect gift for Father's Day, available wherever books are sold.
Join Maycourt Disability Services on July 11th to cheer Israel's baseball team versus the FDNY at Maimonides Park in Coney Island. For tickets, call 718-507-TIXX or Brooklyn's Cyclones.com.
The following is a paid issue advertisement.
This is a message from Michael Nussbaum, president of the Queens Jewish Community Council. Election Day, June 22nd, will decide the fate of all our communities. If you care about the safety for us in Israel, if you care about our schools, you must vote this June. Early voting begins June 12th. You need to get involved for your family and community's survival. Do not sit on the sidelines. Let your voice be heard by voting. Defeat the Democratic Socialists who support the BDS movement. Voting is the best weapon to defeat evil. Paid for by the Queens Jewish Community Council.
Getting the COVID-19 shot is a choice that impacts the health of family, friends, and others around you. With 11 Hackensack Meridian Health vaccination sites across New Jersey, including the Meadowlands Mega Site, you have a location nearby. New appointments are added daily to our enhanced online scheduling system. Just log on to HackensackMeridianHealth.org/COVID-19 to find an appointment convenient for you and take the next step in winning the fight against COVID-19 today.
I'm Dr. Meg Fisher. By getting fully vaccinated, you can protect yourself and others, enjoy more activities with family and friends, and help end this deadly pandemic. You need two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to get the best protection against COVID-19. You can get your second dose at any site in the state. Visit covid19.nj.gov/finder or call 855-568-0545.
Ladies and gentlemen, finding it hard to locate a new vehicle? Ramsey Subaru has one of the largest inventories of new vehicles. One of the largest inventories of Subarus in the tri-state area, maybe the entire country. And now is the time to lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, very well equipped with all-wheel drive, lane departure sensors, and more. Only $249 per month, 36 months, $3,923 cash or trade, due at signing. Ramsey Subaru, they make it easy and comfortable for you to buy. Shop their large inventory of vehicles in the store in a safe and secure environment, or you can shop online with their Ramsey at Home program, where fully 100% of the sales process can be done remotely. You can buy a car from the comfort of your house, ladies and gentlemen. Either way, Ramsey Subaru has a selection of new vehicles you are looking for. This month only, lease a new 2021 Subaru Forester, just $249 per month. Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand for 7 years running. Visit Ramsey Subaru, again, Highway 17 South in Bergen County, or you can visit their website, RamseySubaru.net. That's RamseySubaru.net.
Call 888-595-4125 for lease details. Offers available to qualified buyers, subject to primary lender approval. Costs exclude taxes, license, and registration. VIN number MH522091. Model MFB-01. Sale ends 6/30/21.
Now,
it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Time to beat Bernie. Your chance, as always, at a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug. My damn heel has been itching all morning. And, I'm big, you know, because I work out, so it's hard for me to bend over. My shoulders bother me, you know. This is stuff you don't care about, I know, but it's my show, so. And I can't seem to scratch my heel. So I'm thinking, John, about offering you $5.
Not a chance.
What's that?
Not a chance. No.
I'm not saying my testicles. I said my heel.
I'm not touching your foot.
Why not? I have
nice
feet.
Because you've been walking around all day, and I don't like feet.
Call Rex Ryan.
Oh, he'd be doing it. He'd do it for free. He'd pay you.
Let's go to Freehold, New Jersey. I think Bruce lived there or he lives around there. I don't know. Bob is there. Bob, good morning. How are you, handsome?
Doing pretty well. Actually, that's Bruce's hometown.
I knew it. I told you. Now, isn't Great Adventure there, too, the amusement park? No?
Yeah.
Well, how come you're saying no, John?
Great Adventures in Jackson, New Jersey.
It's right there by Freehold.
I didn't hear the question. Jackson, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's a pubic hair away. Now, you source fragrances for everything. What does that mean?
Well, everything you use has fragrances in it, right? So whether it's your home products, your personal items, your foot powder that you might need today, you know, anything you can imagine.
Yeah, that's right. I do need some foot powder. I need some cologne, too. I'm running low on my Tom Ford. Can you get it me for free?
You're always looking for an angle.
I know.
Yeah, I can hook you up.
Oh, see, you don't even know me, but you do know me very, very well, don't you? You love me, don't you? You're always looking for an angle. I love Bob. All right, you know how the game is played. So that was actually a great, great observation. Sid, you're always looking for an angle. Five questions, your chance at $100 in a coffee mug, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome, pal. Number one, opened on December 1st, 1866, the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge in the Queen City was, at the time, the longest bridge in the world. An identical copy of the bridge would be completed in New York City in 1883, becoming the Brooklyn Bridge. What major Midwestern city is home to the Roebling Bridge?
The Queen City.
Yeah, you know that. Come on.
What's the name of the bridge you want?
Forget about the bridge. What's the Queen City? Too late. All right. Yeah. You want your hint? Your hint is Johnny Bench.
Cincinnati. Cincinnati. I get it now?
No, handsome. Number two. By the way, I don't even know if you're handsome. I've never met you in my life. Civil War opponents Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee fought on the same side of what war in 1846?
War of 1812.
I mean,
I never knew this war existed. The Mexican-American War.
That was a good... Come on, that was a Bernie answer. You couldn't get that one to me?
No. Jeez, this one you better get. Today is the anniversary of the O.J. Simpson arrest. How about that? 27 years ago today, they arrested O.J. In the closing argument... Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
In the closing argument of his trial... The late attorney Johnny Cochran uttered what famous quote instructing the jury to find Simpson not guilty?
Well, in your case, it would be if the schmoos don't fit. If the glove don't fit, we must acquit.
Yes! Give it to him. Very good. Very good. A funny guy, Bob. Number four, you are too. What is the capital of Illinois?
Jesus. Springfield.
Yes. Two in a row. Which doesn't belong and why? Who wrote this now?
I wrote the question.
Did you make... They're very good so far. That's O'Halloran, in for the vacation. Did you make sure there's only one answer for this one?
I guess there technically is another answer. Well, I'll just give it to you. It is not that one of them is a Democrat and the other two are Republicans.
Okay.
That is not the correct answer.
All right, so which doesn't belong and why, Bob, in Freehold, New Jersey? Chris Christie, Jim McGreevy, and Thomas Keene.
Well... Tom King. Okay, so we're talking the second guy has to be.
That's right. It is Jim McGreevy. The reason why is he was the only one, all three New Jersey governors, but McGreevy was the only one who was forced to resign after he had that Israeli gay lover. So he did well. He got three right, Bob. After the rough start, he acquitted himself very, very nicely. Now he puts the pressure on Bernie. Bernie must get at least
four right to win today's game. We have to get Bernard from the soundproof booth down the hall. Bernie, you need four right to win today, okay?
Four right.
Yeah. Bob is a nice guy. He's funny. He's got a good sense of humor. And he really wants to win, okay?
So you're telling me to tank it?
Yeah, if you can.
Throw the game.
No, never. Never tank the game. What did Herman Edwards say to the media when he was coaching the Jets?
He said,
you play to win the game.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Give him credit for that one, will you? Okay. Opened on December 1, 1866, the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge in the Queen City was at the time the longest bridge in the world. An identical copy of the bridge would be completed in New York City in 1883, becoming the Brooklyn Bridge. But what major Midwestern city is home to the initial one, the Roebling Bridge?
The Roebling Bridge.
Queen City, Bernie, come on.
What are you saying?
It's called the Queen City, the city that the bridge is in. Yes.
The Queen City.
Yeah, what's the Queen City?
The Queen City, of course, is Chicago.
Oh, you jerk.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax.
How did you both get this wrong? I'll give you the same hint I gave him. He got it wrong, though.
Go.
Johnny Bench.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Oh,
wait. I don't get that hint?
No, he didn't get it either. I gave it to him afterwards.
Oh, I see.
So you both didn't get it. Number two, Civil War.
By the way,
Queen City.
Three Rivers is Pittsburgh, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay, got it. And the Windy City is Chicago.
Yeah, right. I know that. I just didn't know what the hell the Queen City was.
Yeah, it's Cincinnati. So. Number two, Civil War opponents Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee fought on the same side, he didn't get this one either, of what war in 1846? Grant and Lee, same side.
The Mexican-American War.
Wow. That's really impressive. He didn't get that. He got the next three, so if you get the next three, too, you would win. Good job, Bernie. Number three, today is the anniversary of O.J. Simpson's arrest. In the closing argument of that trial, late attorney Johnny Cochran uttered what famous quote, instructing the jury to find Simpson not guilty.
If it don't fit, you must acquit.
Right. Now, what's it, though? You're right, but what's it specifically?
The gloves.
Yes. What is the capital, Bernard McGurk, of Illinois?
Lansing. No, it's Michigan. Hold on. Springfield. You got to give me a second.
Well, then why would you blurt out the wrong answer first? At least go in your head.
You were very confident.
You blurt it out like it's the answer. Lansing!
And there was a pause there, too. I don't know.
Springfield. I know it's Springfield, Illinois.
As the host of the show of this specific game show, I didn't stop him there.
Lansing is Michigan. Trust me when I tell you. I knew it. Look, do whatever you want.
No, you got to give it to him.
Rule any way you like.
If you would have said Lansing and I would have said no, then you can't give it to him. But I didn't even react. And he said, no. I got to give it to him. I got it. Sorry, Bob. You get the credit for that one. So.
Well, thank you.
You get this right, you win. Which doesn't belong and why? You say it.
Which doesn't belong and why?
Isn't that sexy?
Which doesn't belong and why?
Chris Christie. Yeah. Jim McGreevy.
Right.
Thomas Kane.
What's got to be... Jim McSleazy.
Right, you both got that right. Now, why is that? It doesn't matter if you got it right, but why?
Well, there's a couple of reasons.
Well, give me one.
One is he's gay.
Well,
that's... The other is he had to resign in disgrace.
That's it. He's the only, all three governors, he's the only one who had to resign because he was having that gay love affair with the Israeli guy. Anyway, you win 4-3, the final score. Bernie, say hello to Bob in Freehold, New Jersey.
Hello, Bob.
How's it going, Bern?
Very good, Bob. By the way, me getting the answer deemed correct by Sydney doesn't change the outcome. You wouldn't have won the $100 anyway. But anyway, how you doing, Bob, out in Freehold, New Jersey?
Pretty well, but I would have gotten bragging rights that I actually tied you. So,
Well, you don't get that.
What are you going to do?
Thanks to Sid.
Well, I demand a rematch.
My man. So you happy now? Everything is open. It's summer. The first day of summer is, I think, Monday. Are we all happy and gay?
The proper term is we're all happy in McGreevy.
Yes. I see what he did there, McGreevy. Yeah. Hey, Bob, you were funny, man. We enjoyed you. Well, come back and play again, okay, brother?
Thanks a lot. Hey, you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you on the other side. Come down the shore, man.
Okay.
Come on.
No doubt.
There you go. Well, maybe we'll
it'll be the Long Island shore, but not the Jersey shore.
Well, we're both going to be on Long Island this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Right, that's our shore.
Actually, maybe Bob may be in Jersey on the shore. Bernie may be in Long Island on the shore, and I may be in Coney Island on the shore. We'll see. Talking about everybody being gay, what town in New Jersey or New York are they raising the gay pride flag tonight? Got to be someplace. They do it every night, some other town. It was Tenop Live 2 days ago. I think Demarest last night or something. What's tonight? Where do you live, Brian?
I live in Massapequa.
That's where it is tonight.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Right by where the Busy Bee Flea Market used to be. You ever hear, you know about that place at all?
You know, I've heard about it, but yes.
It was on the Sunrise Highway. I used to live, I lived in Brooklyn, and I would, at 4 o'clock in the morning, hop on the Southern State, which is filled with, you know, curves and winds. And
that's bad.
It's a racetrack.
Hammered.
Yes.
Just to visit this girl who lived in Merrick, but she worked at the Busy Bee Flea Market. It's hard to say that, but she was she was worth the trip.
You must have been hard. Oh, she was worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
Geographically undesirable.
But what happened? And I'll tell you what happened. I was coming home one time, and I heard sirens behind me, and I was lit. I mean, there was no way to get around it. And I'm like, I'm going to get arrested. So I didn't that night, but it scared the hell out of me. I never went back.
Yeah, I've had similar experiences.
Right? You get scared.
Going through actual checkpoints.
Right.
And I'm freaking wasted, and I get through it. And they put the flashlight in my face.
But it doesn't matter.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
But your heart is pounding.
Oh,
and you're like, no more. I can't do this. I can't do it
right,
anymore.
Right, right. You learn your lesson.
What was that about Levittown?
After about five times.
What was that about Levittown, John?
No, I was telling you I found the town that's raising the flag tonight. It's Montclair.
Is that really true?
That's
I was
true.
Only kidding.
Yeah.
They're raising it in Montclair. What, outside the Yogi Berra Museum?
I don't know. It just says Montclair, 6
o'clock
tonight.
You guys think I'm kidding? Every town in New Jersey, like Wait. Every night, has a they raise the flag. There was on the Housewives a couple nights ago for next season.
I think there's a famous Marine hero who fought in the Battle of Guadalcanal who has a statue in Montclair. I hope it's they're not going to raise it on top of his statue.
Bro.
I forget his name. He's an Italian guy. Very
Wouldn't
fun.
Surprise me. I'm telling you, it's everywhere. So, yes, we are all happy.
Yes, we're glad.
And gay.
God bless. Happy and gay today.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. What a great Thursday show right after this.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now. Get the latest news and information. Listen to your favorite shows and podcasts anywhere you go. Available now on Google Play and in the App Store. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Hey, New Yorkers. June 22nd is primary election day. And this year, instead of voting for just one person for each office, you can now rank up to 5 candidates in order of preference. It's called ranked choice voting, and it's new to New York City. To vote for your first choice, fill in their oval in the first column. Fill in the oval for your second choice in the second column. Rank up to 5 candidates. Now, even if your first choice doesn't win, you can still have a say in who does. Early voting is June 12th through the 20th. Primary day is June 22nd. Learn more at voting.nyc.
Brian Kilmeade here. The Tunnels and Towers Foundation helps America to never forget 9/11. This year, Tunnels and Towers Foundation is giving 120 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. In a tribute to the fallen on August 1st, the foundation's chairman and CEO begins walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and onto Ground Zero. Never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnels and Towers at t2t.org.
Folks, I want to tell you about a law firm that you need to remember whether you're a business or an individual, and that firm is Hamra Law Group. They're a group of award-winning attorneys. I know them. They're the best in the business. They're aggressive. They're client-centered in their approach to solving legal issues. Whether you need an attorney for a divorce, I will say this. There is no better firm for divorce than this firm. I promise you that. Whether it's complex or not, they're going to get it done. If you're a business looking to fight off a labor and employment lawsuit, or a business looking to get into compliance with the New York and federal labor laws, there's only one firm, only one I would turn to, and that's Hamra Law Group, led by my good friend Abraham, who is a tremendous attorney. He knows what he's doing. His whole stamp is great. They're a results-driven law firm that really cares. They were built on the idea that sophisticated legal services should be convenient, modern, and affordable. They put their clients first every time and know how to achieve a positive outcome. Folks, it's very simple. Trust me. Trust me. If you need legal, you need Hamra. Check them out today at HamraLawGroup.com. That's H-A-M-R-A LawGroup.com. Call them today and tell Abraham, of course, Sid sent you.
Bernie and Sid in the morning. It's a fun listen. 77 WABC. Can you hear me
calling? So we've got these televisions, you know, in the studio, outside the studio. We've got flat screens everywhere. They built a really gorgeous, modern, state-of-the-art studio here compared to where we came from, me and Bernie. It was like caveman stuff, you know.
I mean, it was pre-Rush Limbaugh.
It was, seriously.
It really was.
How many years was that? It was like 30 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And never an upgrade.
So here, there were no windows. Here, it's gorgeous. You've got windows. You know, every once in a while, somebody walks over to Third Avenue with Smith & Malensky's and waves to us, Corey Zelnick, for example. So it's got windows and all these TVs. So the third TV to my right, and Bernie's right, they got Fox News on one, then MSNBC, is WABC TV. So tonight, for example, we are presenting the Manhattan District Attorney primary debate. We've done all these debates, Democrats, Republicans, comptroller. Tonight is the Manhattan DA debate, which I'm actually very interested in, 4 to 6 p.m. with moderator Dominic Carter. Another reason why we're the best New York talk leader in the business. We are the best. So watch, listen to that from 4 to 6 this afternoon. But the TV, if you look at it right now, Bernie, they have all the podiums set up. The angle comes from the audience. They have a small audience. You can watch it tonight. It looks like something you would see on CNN, MSNBC.
It is top,
maybe even better than Newsmax.
Top shelf.
Yes.
Top shelf. No doubt about
it. So that is where we're going to be. You know, they've been testing it now for a couple of days. Bernie and Sid, we are going to be, quote unquote, simulcast on WABCradio.com. So the same quality you see right there on this television for this DA debate tonight will be us every morning. You can watch us like you would watch Boomer and Geo or Mike and Chris, whatever it may be. You can watch us. My thing is, it looks so damn good. It looks so professional. Forget about the website. Put this thing on a real cable channel, Bernie and Sid. Bernie and Sid every morning. They have something on, yes, they have SNY, MSG. Put us on Spike. You know, put us on Bravo Channel. I don't care. Go out there and
BET.
Even better. I just watched 8 hours of BET this weekend for New Edition and Bobby Brown. Put Bernie and Sid on BET.
Hey, why are all the DA candidates, why are they all female? You have
not Mark Levine.
Tally Weinstein. Oh, there is a guy.
He's a Jewish guy, I think, from Manhattan. Mark Levine.
Mark, maybe he identifies as a woman.
I don't know. God, these days.
There's nothing wrong with it. God bless.
I know there's like three or four women. You got the Tushy lady, Tushy Abushi, Abushi Tushy.
Tushy, you got Tally Tushy, you got
right.
Liz Crotty, you got Lucy Lang.
Yeah, there's another one too, Jen something, or I don't know. Women are taking over the world, folks. Just the way it is. They're better anyway. Men suck.
Well, they got to lock up the crooks, though. Can't be electing DAs. Well, there she is, Tahani Abushi.
Oh, there she is, my girl. All right, Joe Tacopino, Lauren Conlon, more tomorrow. Enjoy your beautiful Thursday till 6:30 tomorrow in the morning. Nice job, Brian and John O'Halloran. From all of us to all of you,
peace.
1071 WLIR-FM Hampton Bays and 77 WABC New York. From around the world to around.